Blog Talk Radio.
You came from heaven to earth, earth to the grave, grave to the sky. He waved a goodbye from the Mount of Olives. They gazed in the sky, and God with power, so when they faced the trial, they would not cower, not faint, not bower, or about face. Be his mouthpiece even when under attack, and do outreach, cause Jesus is coming for
better. Yeah, you see that light of flash, you heard that thunder roll. Can't wait to crank the bag, this song's a coming flow. Who bought the wagon fans, who had it low and low? This ain't the crank, relax, you run that trumpet flow. When that trumpet blows, you when that trumpet blows.
Welcome to Rapture Centric Radio.
Thank you, Lugo. That was so good. Yeah, did you see what we did there? We got a new intro there.
And I'm part of it.
Oh, so Lugo.
What? What do you want? No, just kidding.
So we have a special treat tonight, guys, because we're going to have Dustin on the night show with us.
And that
Carter,
sounds juicy.
Carter cannot, I guess he can't call in tonight, so.
He got raptured already, so he's not going to be here ever again.
Yeah, and I hope the chat room's open. I'm not sure if it is yet. Jason should have, Jason, it's on you, bud. So, yeah, we're a little cracked out today. Right, Lugo?
Uh-huh.
So we have a lot of news.
We're already up here, guys. So me and Katie are already in heaven right now. So I don't know what's taking you guys so long, but I mean, we're having a good time, aren't we, Katie?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Hey, Jesus, come check this out.
Oh, man. So we got a lot of before it's news.
I don't get that. It's news, but they say it's before it's news. So technically,
Lugo,
it's not before
share,
it's news.
Do you want to share what I told you just a second ago, what I saw?
I don't feel like sharing what you just told me.
Well, you got to share it now.
I'm not sharing that.
Dude, just share it.
No.
Okay,
you share it if you want, dude.
No, okay. So, yeah, we still got, if anyone watches Courageous Nerds on YouTube, their channel is now not available anymore. They had two channels, and they're not available. So, pretty sketchy. What do you think, Lugo?
Well, I never really watched them, so, I mean, I never really felt that emotional attachment like you did.
No.
So I honestly don't really care.
No, right now. So, Dustin, would you call in, please? Or Judy? Judy or Dustin? Thank you. Hey, Leah, what's up?
Hey.
Hi, Lugo. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm happy. What else is there to be, right?
Exactly. Look at Katie, for example.
You want me to play my lead out until we get some callers?
Technically, we already have some callers, like Leah.
From heaven to earth, earth to the grave, grave
yeah,
to the sky,
was
he waved a goodbye from the...
I was like trying to talk to her on the phone earlier, and every time I say something, she'd do that. And so,
Dustin,
so Leah,
oh, Dustin's personality is so funny.
What?
Leah.
Yeah.
That puppet video was hilarious.
Thanks. You made it really good. It was so funny. Judy told me I should take the one that you did earlier. When I thought about it, but I have to write down what you say. So.
Oh.
So I can make
this
it
must
work.
Not be Judy. Who's 484?
I don't know.
Me.
Hey.
It's me.
Hey, me. How's it going?
Nice to meet you. My name's me.
Hey, me.
It's Elvin.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, Elvin.
Aw, man.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
All right, I'll hang up.
No.
Hey, no. No, you're going to host it by yourself now.
I was just kidding.
I'm going to call Dustin because Dustin just called me and...
All right, Katie, you do that. Hey, Elvin, how's it going?
It's going fine in this terrible winter storm.
That's a good thing. The more global catastrophes, the better, right, guys?
Did I miss something?
No, I mean, like, the more disaster, the closer we are to leaving, so, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
Party pooper.
Yeah. I get you.
So anything interesting happen with you people today, or, like, are you guys just, like, chilling, waiting for Jesus like I am?
Pretty much. It snowed, so I didn't have to work today, so that was cool.
Oh, that's great. I love it when that happens.
Yeah, my one car is buried.
And it's supposed to snow more tonight, so I'm hoping... that it
yep.
snows, like, massively, and then I get, like, a four-day weekend. That would be awesome.
Are you getting it paid?
You know what would be even awesomer if we just got raptured tonight?
No, we
yeah,
are getting raptured tonight. Haven't you heard?
Yeah, I did hear,
yeah.
but, yeah.
No, I haven't heard. What's the news?
No, God says it's today. Haven't you heard? Come on. Tomorrow's a bad word,
no. No, you said tonight, not today.
Oh, well, that's
four
the same thing.
Don't switch it up on me now.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up, Judy
hey.
Booty?
Hi. Happy to hear you guys. It's like the old days.
Who's this on the phone?
It's me.
What she said?
I think she said it's me.
Phone.
No, you're not me. I'm me.
It's all about me. Can you hear me?
Say it.
Now we
oh.
can.
Judy.
It's Cootie Judy.
It's Judy Booty.
Yeah. It's the pizza lady.
I'm glad my phone doesn't work very well because Elvin didn't hear me tell him to shut his face.
No, I didn't hear
hey,
that.
Four, your own one.
Hey, Leah, are you going to make the puppet Chris and puppet Jason Chambers and have them wearing dresses and muting each other?
Not that. I thought that was funny. Girl puppet.
And Chris can try to take away Jason's cigarette and, you know, it'll be fun.
What's this about cigarettes?
Apparently.
I don't know. I'd rather talk about crack. Cigarettes are nothing. We're on crack, right, Lico?
Yeah. Yeah, cigarettes yeah. kill you. Crack doesn't, right?
Exactly.
Well, the right kind of crack. Yeah, butt crack.
I'm going to sign you guys up for
yeah,
intervention.
Butt crack will kill you. Butt crack is
yeah,
lethal.
Katie, what kind of crack are you on today? Is it the right kind or what?
Definitely the right kind.
Yeah, she's actually on. I'll give her that. She actually is on the right kind of crack. So.
I can tell.
Dustin.
Yeah.
Is Dustin
there?
Yep.
Dustin.
Hey.
Oh my goodness. Mute everybody, and let Dustin talk. He gave me the best info today from Daniel. Dustin, take it away. Okay.
Well, if you do that, I'm just hanging up, then.
Why?
Who are you to mute everybody and allow Dustin to talk? This is not your show.
Okay, but Dustin is the president.
If we want to hear you, we'll go through your channel, all right?
Exactly. know, but I actually have some revelation that I wish I could have put a foot in that last video that God did just tell me. I'm running to my house through the snow.
Yeah, okay. I'm about to walk out to the snow right now.
Are you?
Yeah, I got a troop to get to the store. My van won't come out, so I got to walk it.
Elvin,
right,
you see
is that Elvin?
Yep.
Oh, okay. What's up, bro? But, all right. Okay, so God basically showed me that, yes, we are moving into halfway in between the tribulation, but a lot of people haven't seen the numbers 22 lately, and I think it's because of the numbers 322. 322 stands for the time of the abomination of desolation when that gets set up. In 2011, the last week of March, Obama fulfilled prophecy. He went to Israel and made the peace treaty. In 2011, he did it. So what they're talking about right now is with this peace treaty is accepting to break it. They are not accepting the peace treaty altogether to make the peace treaty right now. They are actually accepting to break it because Obama already made the peace treaty in 2011. And he went to Israel. A lot of presidents never even go to Israel. So the Antichrist fulfilled prophecy. He went to Israel the week of Easter. It was prophesied he would go the week of Easter. And he went the last week of March, 322. So that's where you get 322 from. I told Judy this. A lot of people don't have to know this. But the Skull and Bones, which is like the Satanic Society, their favorite number is 322, and they put it in a lot of movies like The Dark Knight and different things. It has the number 322 on it, a lot of commercials too, because it's an actual date as well. It's the date that the Abomination of Desolation will be set up. So I feel like people have been seeing the number 22 lately. I think it has to do with this March 22nd, and I really feel like we're gone this weekend and this month for sure, but I know by the time of March 22nd next month, we will be gone, and that's the time of the abomination of desolation being set up. But if you read Daniel 9:27, it tells you that the Antichrist is going to make a 7-year covenant, and in the middle of that 7, he's going to break it, and the abomination of desolation will be set up. So that means the Antichrist is going to set up the desolation in midway through the tribulation. So right now, what's the proof of that? Well, we're waiting on the Lord any day. The peace treaty is about to be broken, and we're going to World War III, which is a part of the Great Tribulation. World War III starts off the Great Tribulation, and that's what we're going through right now. Now, a lot of people in Babylon, they don't believe or see that we're in tribulation, and that's how it's supposed to be because we're Babylon. We don't get judgment, full judgment, until the Great Tribulation starts after the rapture. So that's why a lot of people don't believe we're in tribulation. But anywhere else in the world right now, they believe the tribulation has started because it's horrible things going on in other parts of the world right now. So, you know, and actually in America it's getting pretty bad. So people are starting to buy into it because we are moving into and moving towards the Great Tribulation starting. So it's just so amazing that, you know, God came to me in 2011 and told me that the tribulation was starting, but I thought it was 2013 to 2020. So now it's just funny to look back and say, wow, it wasn't then. You came and told me that it's really starting then in 2011. And it goes to 2018, and it makes sense because of the whole 70 years after 1948 when Israel birthed into the world. That's the baby that will not die until everything is finished. So that generation of people are still alive. Most of the people that have been born since 48, if God, you know, most people are still alive. And that's just amazing. You're going to see the Lord's coming. So so a lot of people have been seeing the numbers 22 and 23 lately. I really feel like we're leaving this weekend. A lot of people have been seeing the numbers 14. I mean, every single day now has so many symbolic things with it. I mean, every single day for the rest of February has a lot of symbolic things with it. I mean, from the beginning of March for March 1st, the real Rosh Hashanah, which is the Feast of Trumpets, it doesn't get celebrated until the new moon. And there's a new moon March 1st. So they've been trying to celebrate Rosh Hashanah since September, but they haven't celebrated it yet because the new moon hasn't shown up. So there's supposed to be a new moon on March 1st. That could be the real Rosh Hashanah, the real Feast of Trumpets. And, you know, I definitely know we're leaving around March 1st. I think we're leaving before March 1st. So this is amazing. There's so many different correlations right now, but it's so incredible that we are mid-trib, again, like I say, and it's just, the proof of that is the peace treaty they're not actually, and I just learned that, they're not actually about to sign a new peace treaty. Obama already went to Israel in 2011 and made the seven-year covenant. He made it in 2011 when he went to Israel March 22nd, 322. That's when the Antichrist went to Israel and made the covenant with many. The last week of March in 2011 when he did that. So that started the tribulation. So now he's about to break that, just like in Daniel 9:27, if we look it up. I'm actually about to look it up again, but it says that midway through, the Antichrist will break it, and he will have 42 months to reign. 42 months is 3.5 years. So the Antichrist will only have a full 3.5 years to bring his own judgment to Babylon. So that's 42 months. So what do we think? Obama's going to be a dictator for the next 3.5 years. Somewhere around this spring, everything has to go down. And I just love how the Bride of Christ, nobody knows everything, so we bring things together. And there's certain people that have videos about how World War III must happen this spring and certain things like that, but they're not talking about the rapture. You know, they're just giving that piece. They can tell you how World War III is happening now and it must happen by the spring and how the dollar will collapse. And, you know, they're not even speaking about a rapture, but this has everything to do with the rapture, because when we leave, it's going to cause a ripple effect of a lot of things. The whole economy will fail. The global economy will collapse. And, you know, it's so amazing that America is the central world bank. So when we collapse, everybody collapses. When we collapse, everybody collapses. So,
Dustin, do you want to share about what you were saying about, I know a lot of people might not watch them, Courageous Nerds, but do you want to, like, tell about what's happening with that?
Oh, yeah, they deleted their channels. And I really feel like, I really have this feeling that they deleted it because they got an even new article that just blew their mind, and they were like, okay, it's time to get off. You know, because the articles that the Courageous Nerds put up, they're groundbreaking things. They don't talk about the rapture, but they talk about some groundbreaking things. So, you know, again, all those videos have everything to do with the rapture. They talk about Social Security stopping. I mean, those will be riots. They're talking about Social Security stopping this month from the 15th to the 18th. Now, I really think these dates are coming from the Antichrist is trying to pinpoint when he thinks the rapture is, because they're not going to stop Social Security and stop different forms of government until the rapture. So if they're saying they're going to stop this like later on this month, or they're saying nuclear war is about to start around March 1st, that's because that's how they feel when the Lord will come and remove his bride, because we know these things can't begin to happen until we are removed. So God telling people 2013, he's doing that because the Great Tribulation starts, and we will not be here for 2014. We will not be here for the most of 2014. So that's why he's telling people 2013 is because, you know, the beginning of this year, we're leaving, and the Great Tribulation will start. So for everybody listening right now, you're still in 2013 because you are a bride of Christ, and we're not going to be here for most of 2014. So it's so amazing. God is so wonderful. But,
Judy, you're on too. Judy?
I'm listening to Dustin, and it's amazing, and Chris in chat was a little jealous because he says when I talk about news, Jason mutes me, but Dustin can talk about news all day, it appears. Hello?
Yeah, you're kind of breaking out.
Dang it. How about now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
so Chris in the chat room is throwing a fit because when he calls on the show and talks about the news, he gets muted by Jason, but he says, and Dustin can come on here and talk about the news and everyone listens.
Well, Jason just had another point. Jason is at the point where he's heard so much news, he doesn't really like hearing, you know, and I can't really blame him, but this stuff still is exciting. The news is exciting because the news is reflecting God's plan. So,
hey, guys, I got the best news.
Luco, really quick, Dustin, I want to hear your news, Luco, but I have to tell Dustin before my phone cuts out. Hey, Blah in the chat room had a dream about you, Dustin, and he's going to start to tell me in the chat room so I can say it out loud, but go ahead, Luco.
Well, I was just going to say we're leaving today, that's all.
Oh, that's
Amen.
Huge. That's huge.
That is huge. I really feel it, man. I really feel it. Valentine's
mm-hmm.
Day, a lot of people have been seeing the 14th. You know, Valentine's Day is the day that you focus on someone else. You focus on somebody else other than God, really, for most of your day. So it could be a little fun. The guy could be poking at the world, him coming tonight or tomorrow, while everybody's focused on their spouse or whoever, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, Dustin,
no, it's
kind of
interesting.
Cool, like, oh, yeah, I know, yeah. I just think it's weird that, like, Tim Bell had a dream about you, Destin, and now Blah had a dream about you. This is kind of cool. It's like we're all dreaming about each other.
That is awesome. Find out where the dreams are.
I know. He said it, but then I forgot it, and he won't write it again. So, oh, well. He should call in.
Oh, my God.
Blah should call in. God's been telling me that he wants certain people to call in, and Blah's one of them. So Blah should call in and share it. So there.
Really quick, I see why Valentine's Day would be a good one, because everybody's focused on their earthly lovers while the bride is focused on their heavenly lover, you know?
Amen.
Right.
You're right, brother.
Luther,
right,
can you say that's true for me?
Katie, I will, like, come over to Alabama, and I will, like, do something mean if you bring that up one more time.
Okay, Justin, Blah's dream was we the resistance. So Blah must be a CB. I'm thinking he's a 144K. But anyway, we the resistance were gathered, and I built a communication device, part computer, part radio. Go ahead, Blah, finish it up. I don't know what the rest of the dream is.
He had a dream. He created a computer device.
Yeah, so far he's – oh, and then he gave it to Dustin. Okay, so in his dream, the resistance – he, you know, so I think he's a CB. He gathered and built a communication device. It was part computer and part radio, and then he gave it to you, Dustin. And then, Dustin, you made it look cooler. Isn't that awesome?
It is awesome. God is good. It was so awesome.
And he said there were more details, but the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I just made a video about how this is the matrix, what we're living in. The real future is about to begin today, because as Luco said, the rapture is today. So you guys will talk about these things. I mean, this is serious. We're not, like, joking around. When people, God is showing people who they're going to marry. God has actually introduced some of the people already. I mean, this stuff is real, okay? I mean, God is really talking about our future. And am I yelling into the phone? I'm sorry. Am I loud enough?
No, it's fine.
Carol says I'm hurting.
But, yeah, February 14th through 16th are high watch dates.
Hey, you know what else? You guys, the NSA leaker, Edward Snowden, who leaked those government documents, they just came out and said that he said February 15th there would be a huge catastrophic earth-shaking event. Now, they already said
Justin, confirmation. I just read that, right? When you said that, confirmation. I just read that. But February 15th, catastrophe will shake entire world.
Wow, so you were reading that as I was saying it.
Yes.
That's amazing.
That's obviously happening after the rapture, though, because rapture is today. I mean, come on.
Hey, I'm watching the same video that I think you're talking about.
So he came out, they actually came out and told on Snowden in September and said that he said a catastrophic event was coming that was going to shake the earth, but a lot of people have been watching since September because they didn't put a date with it. But now, when February 15th is right around the corner, this week they actually came out and said what date Edward Snowden said. So they didn't want to say the date back then, but now that it's finally the week, they're letting it out, you know. So that's crazy.
Wow.
That's amazing. Of course, they
so a worldwide false flag drill will happen the 15th. And
yeah, and then you're seeing these there's these drills that these banks are holding where they're going to freeze their money. It's like 8 to 10 states have agreed to freeze the money in their banks the 15th and 16th for some type of drill. But this can't be a drill. I mean, I think these states have agreed to do it because they know, again, the government's preparing for the rapture. That might be hard for some people to believe, but they are literally preparing for the rapture. So they're not going to shut down certain agencies until it happens. So if they're giving these dates for when they're going to shut down things, that's because they believe the rapture is going to happen shortly before. So we're hearing all these dates of like the 15th and the 16th and the 17th. Then it would make sense for the Lord to come tonight, tomorrow, and this weekend. It really would. And I believe
now,
it.
Now, what is this one-year anniversary to the meteor strikes in Russia? Did you read that?
I'm not quite sure. No. Uh-huh. When is the one-year anniversary?
The 15th of February.
Wow. I mean,
February
that's significant.
February 15th marks exactly 1 year anniversary from the day that the meteor struck Russia.
Wow. Yeah, that's significant just because it's a one-year anniversary. I mean, and then 15th is also the fish fry. My brother Luke, it's Saturday. so. That's a fish fry. It's the real fish fry.
Yeah, and we fish gonna fly.
We're gonna fly. He said he's coming by fish fry, so that's what he meant.
So let's get down to the real business of talking about our real future. So I want to ask people on the phone here, what has God shown you? And this is not like, this is the real truth. I know people on the phone right now have details about what they're going to be doing in the trip. Luco, since you're the best Cuco we know, can you start to share people about the survival camps that you're going to be leading in, as a CB? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this is actually a... God actually said I would be doing this, so I'm pretty excited. But basically, I'm going to be basically starting Christian survival camps, basically. So we'll try to get Christians in hiding to make it to the end, into the millennium. That's going to be one of my main jobs. So I thought that was pretty cool.
That's really cool. Man, Luco the Cuco, and I like that nickname.
God has shown a lot of people, and I wish they would call in because people call tell me stuff. I mean, he's showing us our future. He's showing people their future mate. Some of them they've already met, and just, you know, some
I'm
of them
I'm marrying
they
a dinosaur,
are,
apparently.
Yeah, we already saw Luco's wife. She has strawberry blonde hair, and it's like reddish blonde.
Strawberry blonde.
I told him she was a dinosaur.
I thought it was a dinosaur, Judy. Ah.
Well, you know, yeah, she'll look like a dinosaur, but you'll still like her. So.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I want to say, too, that Luke.
Go ahead, Justin.
God kind of showed me that Luke was going to be a part of the 144 before he exactly knew. Luke was trying to find out. And I know, Judy, you helped show him that. God showed him that through you as well. But I just had this feeling that Luke did because of his power. When I first met him, when me and Luke first met, we had like a three-hour conversation talking about all these different things, and I just could feel the power from him and how he wanted to help people and do certain things. I was like, you know what? You probably are a part of it. So it's just amazing that God is showing you that now, man. That's so incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And God showed me that I was a part of it through Little John. Little John is, you know, that was a couple. He had a vision about me getting married to another woman who was in the 144, and that's really how God showed me that I was a part of it. So it was really exciting and awesome. And it's
wow.
Just we're equal to everyone, you know, like, but it's just an honor to be able to come and minister because that's what I'd love to do. I love helping people. So, of course, I'd love to come back to the tribulation and help people and just bring more people to the kingdom so we can party together and praise God. It's going to be awesome. They're going to have all the power we have. So it's just going to be exciting to come to people and say, look, do you see what we're doing? You're going to have the same power if you just believe and refuse that chip, and God's going to protect you. And that's
yeah.
Amazing what he showed Luke. We're going to be able to take people to these survival places to survive. It's so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to share with some other brides that are too chicken to call. Trusty Trustmark, actually, he's probably not a chicken, but he's from Norway, so it might be hard to call. But basically, God showed him in an open vision while he was awake that his job in heaven, he's not a CB, but his job in heaven is to host, he's going to be the host of the welcome shows in heaven. And it was he had a big awakened vision of it, and he's gonna welcome people. Isn't that cool?
That is so cool.
Yeah.
That is cool.
So let's see what else he said. It's my only awake vision. It'll be really funny, but yeah, he's gonna welcome people, which I think is cool. Yeah, I like that job.
I think Brother Jason has some type of thing like this, just because he's a natural born host, and you know he's gonna be hosting radio in heaven or doing some major things, the major things. Most people listening in, like if you're listening in to this radio show and you're in the chat room and that type of thing, you have a major, mighty calling. It's not just a normal calling, you know, and I'm saying this humbly. A lot of people here are part of this radio show and, you know, the community that we have, they are a part of the 144. They're going to be doing major, major jobs. So if you're not in the 144 or God didn't show you that you were in part of that, Your job and your calling is just as high. So what you will be helping God, either you might have a high rank in his army when we fight in Armageddon. You may be that type of guy, or you're just a guy that wants to help people out, you know. You may have a job like Tressie's where you're going to be
welcoming. What if you're a girl?
What if you're a girl?
Like, Katie, you're going to be doing something major, man.
Katie, stop talking.
Katie, you're going to be doing major things. You're going to be healing people. And when we fight in Armageddon, you're going to be going around healing people so we can get back up and keep fighting.
Can I not just get my mansion and eat grapes?
Nice.
Dude, knowing Katie, she'll still probably be doubting by then. She'll be like, wait, is this really Armageddon? Really?
No, Katie's going to be a serious... Hey, can you guys hear me okay? Because my phone always cuts out. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Katie's going to be a serious queen. Like, she gets to be a princess in heaven. And John Nate Jr., he saw her mansion, and she has 50 horses and 50 cars. So she totally sounds like a Barbie doll to me. Doesn't that sound like a Barbie doll?
That is a Barbie doll.
You know, Luca 50
horses and 50 cars. Wow.
Yeah. Luca wants to be a princess in heaven, so he's a little jealous.
Yeah.
And let's see. If people in the chat room want to speak up, and I know we're joking around a lot, but, you know, people sometimes they're shy to say how awesome they are. But, see, I'm not shy about how awesome I am because God had me sit here for the last 5 years and make me listen to him tell me how great I am, okay? It was so hard because I always hated, you know, you just, it's hard to love yourself like God loves you, but when you find out how amazing you are, then God will start to tell you more about you. So if you're not too shy, you know, tell us how amazing you are. Dustin, can you come out of the closet and tell us what you're going to be doing?
Okay, I'm taking a step foot out of the closet right now as we speak. Coming out of the closet.
Tell them how awesome you really are. Tell them how amazing you really are going to be in as a CB. Tell them, because you've told me, and I think
I want to tell people first that, yeah, definitely call in and share your testimony because we are all equal again. And just because we have these certain calls, when we get to the kingdom of heaven, we'll all have equal jobs. We'll have different jobs, different powers, but we will all be equal to God. So don't feel too shy to call in because we love it. And it's going to give us confirmation when you do. And I'm hoping we can give you guys confirmation as you're listening. So we're all equal, and it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
435.
I'm just listening. Oh, no.
Okay.
Oops.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. God bless you.
And God bless all of you as well. I am just listening this evening and thinking warm and fuzzy thoughts, and I don't have any words about how awesome I am, so I'm going to stand back on that one.
Well, you are awesome. I'll tell you that right now. How about that? I'll say it for you. You are awesome. Very awesome.
God has amazing things for you. Well, let's just talk about what I do know. I have so much dirt on so many people because people tell me the stuff that God has shown them. I know people that are going to be jewelry makers in heaven. They like working with their hands. Let's see. Red X doesn't want me to say this is going to be a major DB. Especially Red X and I are going to be kicking devil, you know, hiney together. Okay. So I'll be working with her. I'll also be working with Dustin. God showed me I'd be working with Dustin. I know that Zachary Wilkinson, God has shown leading a task force. Do you know more about that, Luco? Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I'm actually in his little...
Talk about it. Come on, this is the future.
Like Zach is actually helping me with my survival thing.
It's so amazing when I look at you guys. Like, I know God brought you together because you guys have the same power. You heard me say it before, Luke, but you guys... Your power comes from your sensitivity. Like, that's how powerful you guys are. So it's just amazing. You guys are so powerful, you and Zach.
How are you, Dustin?
What were you saying, Judy?
Well, do you have any more details on that? Like, you about Zachary's calling? I know that God has shown Zachary that he's actually going to be leading the special force unit in the Trib. And are you in that one of those? Or
Yeah, I'm in like his little army.
The army within the army, right?
Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool.
Well, I'm going to be in a special task force. I'm going to be passing out Pablo's pizza to everybody.
Hey, guys, right. Carter's on.
Carter.
Hey, what's up, Carter Sauce?
I'm about to drive home. Sorry if it's a little loud.
Carter Sauce.
Carter has all the sauce, man.
Carter has a lot to say. What's God saying today, Carter, to you? What's God saying through Carter to us today, Carter? Just tell us.
Well, I don't know.
Thanks, Carter.
Go ahead, brother.
I think he's saying, I'm coming. That's it.
Well, he is. Yep.
We can all go to sleep now, huh?
No, we're not going to have to because he's coming today.
Hey,
where
Carter,
have you been, man?
There's a person from the UK that's in our chat room that loves your eyebrows. She's, like, amazed with your eyebrows.
Hey, I like his eyebrows, too.
Are they furry?
Hey, me too.
I like them the most.
Carter, really, did you have a date?
Thank you.
Dang, your eyebrows are international, man. That's impressive.
Hey, Carter, I also like your nose. I like your nose, Carter.
I like your face, too.
I like your face more.
Luco, I want to play that telephone game because John Doe, who's in the chat room, he wants to know if he's going to be part of a special force. Is he going to be a CB? Ask God, Luco, if John Doe is going to be a part of the CB as a special force.
Yeah, he is.
All right, John Doe, you heard it. You're a CB, and you get to be part of a special task force because Luco hears God, God just told Luco yes.
Yeah, he, gives me answers, but sometimes before people are even finished with the question.
Yeah, I know. It's really cool.
While you're asking, he was like, yes, he is.
Yeah, I
have
that same feeling.
Awesome, and you guys,
I got the same feeling. I don't know.
This is what's so exciting.
Whoever
in
John Doe is, he's definitely not a John Doe.
Yeah, John Doe is awesome. Right. And you know what? He's new in the Lord. You know, so he's new in the Lord, and you know, some people they need somebody else to help them along, and that's cool, and that's what God's doing in this last hour. Like I didn't even know that this guy, Chris, I didn't know much about him, but we were in chat the other day, and God showed me that he was going to be marrying somebody. And God had already shown him that, so he was so excited to hear it through my mouth because, you know, he never asked me a thing, but just brought it up out of nowhere. And see, the thing is, in this last hour, if you want to talk about your future, you can talk about it with God, but you can also talk about it with the body of rapture-centric believers who are hearing God. And one person that I know that hears God really well is Luco. And, Jason is another rapture-centric bride that God's talking to him 24/7 now. And God's talking to all of us, but some of us are hearing it better than others because, see, you're going to hear him based on how much you believe because he's talking all day long. But I just think it's cool to share these things and get excited about our future because, you know, our future is today because the rapture is today, seconds away. And so let's just talk about it. Like, Luco, can you tell me anything about Shorty, Leah, the puppet lady? Can you tell us what she might be doing in heaven?
Might be doing in heaven? Okay.
Definitely entertainment.
I heard God mention something about having a farm. I think she's going to have a farm.
Yes, I saw her surrounded by animals and kids, Leah.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. No, animals.
Yeah,
why
you're
going to
have
animals?
A farm.
I think it's an entertainment farm.
Yeah, I mean...
It's a party farm.
It's a petting zoo.
Yeah, I bet she'll have lots of puppets, too. Puppet farm.
She'll entertain the kids in heaven, the ones that stay kids forever, like John.
Yeah, so John's future is, he does not want to be a 144K. Little John is like, heck no. He doesn't want to be a preacher, nothing. God promised Little John, his promise to Little John for being a faithful person to him and getting rid of his childhood so he can do this job for him. God promised John that he gets to be an eternal kid, and he gets to sit on his lap for all of eternity, you guys. That's all John wants to do, is sit on his lap for all of eternity. That's it, and that's what he gets.
That's awesome.
Sounds nice, actually.
That's awesome.
That's a good deal.
That's wonderful. God showed me that who my wife is as well. I'm not gonna say who she is, but that's amazing because I didn't think it was gonna be marriage in heaven ever. First, Allison Bullock told me that it would be marriage in heaven, and that God had showed her partner in the 144 because she's a part of it as well. And I kind of didn't believe her. I believed her about the 144, but didn't believe her about marriage until God showed me personally, like multiple times, it would be marriage, and that's just still blowing my mind because we don't really need that. But it will be exciting, and it will be eternal love, so thank God for that.
God showed little John who Katie's going to be burying in heaven.
He told me, too, because she kept nagging me.
I'm not going to say it out loud, but, you know, this chat room is hilarious. Like, I'm trying to talk on the phone, and I'm reading in the chat room, and these people are funny. I mean, Jason, somebody asked if Jason Chambers was going to be a CB, and we're like, heck no. He's going to be, like, leaving dirty diapers in people's mansions is basically Jason's job, so.
Jason is awesome.
I can't picture Jason being a CB, honestly.
Okay, Luco, telephone, Tana Lee. Tana, she's a really cool girl. She wants to know, she's a really good friend of Keith. I really like her. Anyway, she wants to know, what is God saying she might be doing in heaven?
Okay. He says she's going to be doing lots of exploring. She might know something more about that. I'll ask for more details if you want. Okay.
That's cool. She's going to be doing exploring. That's cool.
She's probably an adventurous person, though.
Hey, that's what I want. Actually, like, one of the main things I wanted to do is to go explore. Like, I always wanted to go on a hike with God. Like, that'd be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what's awesome. We'll be doing multiple hikes at the same time. Jesus will be at, like, he's going to be flying with me at the same time he's hiking with Luke, at the same time he's in Katie's mansion. He's going to be everywhere.
That's
at the
so
same
cool.
time, playing basketball on the court at the same time he's playing football, doing all kind of stuff.
Hey, Dustin, I have a question about being a CB or a 144K. After we marry Jesus and then God marries other couples and then they come back down, once you come back to Earth to work as a 144K, can you go back up to heaven and go back and forth, you know? Or do you have to stay in Earth the whole time? Can you float back up and back? Have God shown you that? Or?
You're such a jackass, Judy.
Is Destin's ass going to be going back and forth or what? Is he the same in, on Earth or what?
That's a good question. I would
so.
Have to consult God about, but I don't think so, because what will we need? Before we come down, he's going to give us all the power we need, all the protection we need, and give us instructions on what to do. So if anything, I could see him coming down here to see us and to be with us, but as far as us going back up to be with you guys, I think we're going to be living in the tribulation for these last 3.5 years, and it probably won't feel the same like it will feel to everybody else as far as time, but we're going to be here for the entire time, and he's going to have places for us to live here on Earth. So it's not like we're going, let me go back up to heaven to go chill out for a little bit and come back. Like, we're going to be here for the entire time working, and he's going to have places for us to rest here on Earth. So there will be no
place
for us to really go
check this out. Check this out. Okay, because, you know, like in the 144, like everybody's going to have their mate with them, you know?
Yeah, except me, because I won't be there.
Well,
no,
Kate, yeah, except Katie.
Yeah, I'm not sure that all the 144K are going to be married. I don't know about that for sure.
Okay, well, anyways, all I know is, like, what I'm saying is because I heard my wife is actually one of the 144, and she's already in heaven. So all the 144 does not have to be alive on the earth right now, which
well,
I thought
cool.
was pretty interesting. Yeah.
That's very interesting.
A couple of them could be resurrected and then sent back. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's why I wanted to know if I could go back, because Jason threatening to, like, mess up my mansion while I'm gone, and I just wanted to know if while I'm on the earth doing my CV work, if I'll be able to just float back up to heaven, kick Jason's butt, and come back down, because I don't want my mansion to get all messy, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Katie.
What? Yeah.
Jason wants, or, wait.
What was his name?
Yeah. Samson told me to, tell you to unmute him.
Okay, hold on.
I forgot who was for a sec.
What is his number?
413?
484. Hey, Samson, sorry.
Don't let it happen again ever in your life.
Hey,
oh, my goodness.
Hey.
Butt crack, butt crack.
Hold on, butt crack. Is Carter there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, I don't need to put you on the spot, but God just told Little John that Carter has something to say, so whatever. Just take it for what it's worth, but he says you're supposed to say something. But, you know, feel free to say it when you feel it.
Okay, one second. I'm kind of busy, but...
Hey, Judy.
Carter?
What? What'd you say?
Judy.
Oh, I just got to
answer,
I'm kind
to
of
answer your question
around.
About what I've been revealed. The Lord has shown me no, we're not able to go up and down.
Oh, cool. Okay, well, then, Jason, I guess I'll just have to... Katie, can you clean my mansion until I get back? Just kidding, Katie.
Yes. Yes.
Because Jason's, like, threatening to, like, mess it up, and I don't know why I'm taking it personally. I should probably, like, get a troll from YouTube to guard my mansion, maybe.
Yeah, that's so awesome. He was working against you on Earth, and he's going to be working for you, trying to protect your mansion while you're gone. It's okay. You'll have a force field around your mansion while we're here. You'll have force fields around your mansion.
Yeah, you can control it.
So, Samson, share with us some more words from God.
You guys still there? Hey, I want to talk to Elvin.
Yes, I'm here.
Do you feel comfortable? Elvin's one of the people that I'm talking about. There's so many of them, but he's just
I know you're throwing indirects at me. I know.
Well, I'm just saying that Elvin, God's spoken to him a lot of cool things, and since we're talking about our future and where we came from and stuff, I didn't know if you felt comfortable sharing that, Elvin, you know?
It's not so much about me not feeling comfortable. Every time I'm about to, I, like, hear the Lord say, don't do it.
Oh.
So, argue with Daddy, please.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, argue with Daddy about that, because I don't know what to do then. There's certain things I can say. Hold on, give me a second, hold on. You guys
okay.
Keep talking while I think about it.
Turn up. I'm going to have the best parties, man. I'm going to have the best parties in heaven. I'm outdoing Jesus with the parties. And like Luke, my boy Luke's God so Luke, he's going to have a plane party on the plane.
Oh, yeah?
I'm having mine on a boat right now, so everybody.
No, I'm also having a mountain party. I'm having
a
mountain
party,
too. Yeah, but the mountain party's bigger. Now I want everybody to go to that one.
Okay. Well, go to his mountain party and come to my SS Dustin Wrong party on my SS Dustin Wrong ship. On my yacht.
Yo, 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 we got a lot of callers. I'm trying to figure out 347.
The SS Minnow Dustin.
Hello.
The SS Minnow Dustin.
Hey, did I already talk to you? I'm sorry.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
Good. Today's a perfect day for the rapture. It's all nice and snowy out.
Absolutely.
It was about 2 days ago. I really thought we was going to get raptured. I even had a dream about it, that I was, all of a sudden I was sleeping, and then my body just kind of started floating up, and I was screaming. I was like, this is the rapture. This is the rapture. And so I woke up. I was like, oh, man.
Okay, guys. The Lord shared something with me yesterday, and he's telling me I can reveal that just this part right now. It might not be news that you want to hear, but he says, yes, nothing needs to happen. Nothing else needs to occur for the rapture to happen. But he will continue to be pouring out warnings and up until the last, if up until the last minute.
Word, great word.
Wow.
That is awesome. That's awesome, and it's definitely true, man. We're out of here. Can't nothing stop us. That's so amazing. John's visions about Jesus and the Father going back and forth, somewhat arguing about Jesus wants to come now, and the Father's like, hold on, not just yet. That's so incredible.
Okay. He told me something else. He would like each and everyone here listening in their own time, you know, their own prayer closet or whatever you want, to plead your case to the Father about us getting raptured. It, like, kind of helps.
Okay.
You know what I did? Today I told Jesus, I was like, Jesus, you should go give God an office donut to make him, like, more happier and let you come. He's like, hey, I'll do that.
And the thing is, the Father already knew he was coming with a donut, so when he gave him the donut, he's like, yeah, yeah, thanks.
That's the problem. You can't surprise him.
Yeah, yeah, try surprising God.
Yeah, try surprising. There's going to be fake emotion when he acts surprised, I guess.
Hey, Judy, I just told God I'm tired of sniffing butt crack.
Well, since you brought
Congratulations, Katie.
Since Katie brought it up, let's just talk about this whole issue of crack. Now, Luco smokes spiritual crack. I smoke it. Most everyone I know that's a rapture-centric bride smokes it. But, you know, we have a temptation every now and then to smoke the wrong crack. It's just, you know, it can happen to any of us, right? And some of us actually have the wrong kind of crack all up in our face. So it's almost impossible to get away from it. In Katie's situation, you know, you guys have to understand you got to understand where Katie's coming from. She is super strong in the Lord, okay? She's amazing. But the thing is, every day that she wakes up, she has her parents telling her to stop. She's acting ridiculous. She has to go to school. I mean, she has so many things in her face that are coming against her. So that's why she's pouting and mad that we're still here, because, see, she has opposition, like, every day, like, every hour of the day. And not only do her parents come against her, but it's almost like she gets mocked, you know. And the hard part is that she loves her parents and she wants to please them. And it's almost harder when someone loves you so much that they mock you. You know what I'm saying? That's even worse. And so, you know, every now and then the butt crack is in her face, and she can't help but smoke it, even though she's smoking spiritual crack. But, Luco, you're the one that knows about, you know, God. You know what I'm saying? Like, that butt crack, you got to lay off that. That stuff's toxic, right? It stinks bad.
You hear that, Katie? Do you hear that, Katie?
Yeah. I heard it's pretty gross.
Yeah, Carter knows exactly what butt crack is.
All right.
Hey, Judy.
Toxic excrement.
Yeah. Yeah, Luco.
I dare you to share that thing last night.
I don't know if Carter feels comfortable about it. I don't know.
Okay.
I heard about it. It's cool.
Okay,
I know.
God is not crude. Okay, God is not crude. But if you make something crude because of your interpretation of it, that's your fault. So I'm not going to stumble anyone here, because if you're stumbling right now on the words we're using, all I can say is you're stumbling on God. You're not stumbling on me, because God is the one that gave us these analogies that I think are offensive. Personally, I was like, what? Because when God started showing John that angels were farting, I was like, shut up. That is ridiculous, you know? But they were farting glory, right, John? They were literally going poop. Their farts were like glory farts. And now, John is 10, so God's going to speak on his language. And, you know, I'm in kindergarten, too, so I'm probably 10 myself. But what I'm saying is God's funny, and he's relevant. He's even relevant to our physical bodies. He uses analogies that make us laugh and that we understand, okay? So before I get too far, before I dive too deep into this poop, get it, poop? Just kidding. Jason always talks about dirty diapers, you know, like when God, the Holy Spirit comes on Jason, we joke around that he needs diapers, you know, because it's like, you know, it's like when God hits Jason, you know, that's the only thing we can make an analogy to is a diaper, because I know what Jason means. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, it's just, you know, you're wetting yourself basically because of what God's doing. It's ridiculous. Okay, so basically, when God was showing Luca spiritual crack, God was laughing. You know, and I know crack is a real drug that kills people, so I'm not saying smoke crack. Does everybody understand that?
No.
Okay.
Now you explain it after I buy it.
Okay, so this is freedom in the Lord 101. Okay, so we're not talking real crack, but we know the side effects of crack. I have a brother who actually was addicted to crack, so it's extra funny to me because I know, you know, his condition was horrible, and I went through rehab and helped him go through that because it was a horrible thing. But what I'm saying is spiritual crack is amazing because, see, the reason why people want an altered state, the reason why people do drugs and want an altered state is because this world sucks, so they're looking for a way to get out of it. I used to talk to my students about this. I'm like, why? I said, God, why do they want this? Why do they want to smoke this? And God said, because they want an altered reality, because this reality sucks, okay? This reality is boring. And so a lot of people that do drugs, they don't even do it because they're depressed or abused. They do it because they're bored, because this reality is boring, okay? So God was telling me why all of my students, you know, would always come to class stoned. He said they're just bored. If they knew me, and if they smoked. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Because sometimes my phone cuts out. Is everyone hearing me okay?
Oh, no, we can hear you. Yeah.
And so basically God was showing me, like, I want to make their life exciting, but that's why people do drugs, you guys. That's why they want an altered state. That's why they do medicate themselves, because they don't like the reality they're in. And God's like, if they only knew my reality, then I can alter their state. I can give them an altered state of mind and heart that they would love. They would never have a desire to do these things that are actually harmful for them. Okay? Now, basically, real crack sucks because it can really ruin your body, your mind. Okay? And that's horrible. But spiritual crack now, that's God's alternative for you. And you really will be cracked out of your mind. If you get to know the real Jesus, mighty Jehovah God, he will crack you out with joy, with excitement, with adrenaline, okay, but it's not the kind of adrenaline that ruins your adrenal glands and wears you out and gets you stressed out and tired. It's the kind of adrenaline that keeps you an excited, joyful person. So all these analogies that we're using, they're beautiful, and if you stumble on them, then you're stumbling upon God himself, because God is the ultimate bug. God himself is. He is the ultimate mind alterer. He will alter your mind. He will alter your body chemistry. Physically, he'll do that physically. He'll do it mentally. He'll do it emotionally. And see, I can speak on this subject because God had to alter me because I was so abused as a child and then abused. Once I got to know God, then I abused myself with his word because I was always looking for someone to beat me up because I was abused. And that's what abused people do. And that's just something I learned through the years, you know. But when I learned that God, you know, alters my state and wants to completely change my mindset and get me drunk on him instead of a beer, and that he actually will do it, it's amazing. I'm not kidding when I tell you that when I pick up the phone sometimes, I have three-way phone calls with Katie, Luke, and Carter. It feels like when I was drinking beer in the world, you know, like if I would drink two beers really fast, you know how you get that buzz feeling from two, you just down two beers really fast, okay? I'm kind of like a tall person, so it took two. Someone small like Katie would probably take one, okay? But if I drink two beers really fast,
we don't know what you're talking about. You're the only one.
Love revelation exposed.
Yeah, love revelation is exposed. She can only drink one beer. What a lightweight.
One beer, clear.
But if I drink two, would get really buzzed, and I loved that, and then I would stop. That was in college, and I knew the Lord back then, too. But what God did to me in these last 5 years was he, when I talk to Katie, Luke, and Carter, right when I pick up the phone with them, I get like an instant buzz, like two beers. That's the only way I can describe it, what God does. It's an instant Holy Ghost buzz, and sometimes, tell him, Carter, do sometimes we just laugh? I mean, we're so cracked out, yes or no?
Absolutely, and it's awesome. And that's very true, that's so true.
I mean, God's creative. He gives us funny pictures. You know, people call them visions. I call them pictures, okay? I like to call what God gives me pictures because that's what they are. He gives me, you can call them visions. But I had a funny vision. And this the phone call that happened last night that Luco and Katie are daring me to talk about, this is where the butt crack thing came in, okay? So we smoke spiritual crack. So God alters our state of existence. He alters us. He puts us in a cool state. He lets us see things as he sees them, okay? God lets us laugh at things that people call dirty and gross, like butts and farts. God created butts and created farts. So they're not dirty and gross, but they're dirty and gross if you make them dirty and gross, okay? And they actually do stink. I'll give you that much. But anyway, but here's the thing. So we were having a situation where we were getting really cracked out on the phone, but then Carter was having a bit of a problem with a personal... Carter, am I okay to say this, or...?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so this is all a teaching experience here, but this is Freedom 101 in the Lord. So basically, Carter had to get off the phone, so I didn't even get to really talk to Carter, and Katie and Luco were like... Judy, we really have to pray for Carter. He's having a really hard time with something right now, and it's a situation Carter's going through in his family life there. And he I don't want to talk about it, but basically, and so I'm like okay, because I really God's 98% funny, but he's also serious too. So I'm like, okay, you guys, let's just pray in tongues. I didn't know how to pray for Carter after they told me what was going on. So I'm like, let's just pray in tongues. So we prayed in tongues. I think we were 3 minutes into it, and I was so serious. I was not going to laugh because I try not to. I literally asked God, would you quit making jokes right now because this is serious. Okay, I really do that with God. I mean, sometimes I ask God to quit laughing, you know. Like, God, hold on, this is serious. Am I still on the line?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So we're like, what are we, Luco, were we 3 to 5 minutes in praying in tongues? How far did we get?
Not even that. It was like 1 minute.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so basically we're praying for Carter, who's off the line. Me and Katie, Luco, seriously, they're seeing for him because we love her Carter. He's amazing, and I don't like seeing him in pain. I don't like seeing anyone in pain, you know? So and God gives me a vision, okay? You call it a vision, I call it a picture, but God gives me the most ridiculous picture, and I'm like, no, you did not. I was trying to be serious, God. God! And then go ahead and tell him what the picture was, Luco. I can't even say it.
You make me say it? Okay.
I can say it without laughing.
Okay. I can say it without laughing because, you know, I'm skilled like that. No. But basically, Judy just sorry, my bird's like screaming. Sorry. Okay. So Judy got like this weird picture of Carter, like he was like sniffing a butt, and then he like turned his face away like he wasn't sniffing butt anymore. And then today Carter was like, I'm having a really good day today. It's actually pretty nice. I was like, see? The butt vision was accurate.
I want to thank you guys. Like, today was really awesome. I just want to let y'all know that. It was good.
Yeah. You got off the good. Butt crack, dude.
Back on the spiritual
lay
crack.
Lay off the butt, man.
Yeah, I got to lay off the butt. It's cool.
So, basically, Carter, I'm so glad you're having a much better day because, like, we really love you, like, a ton. Like, I don't know. You're, like, extra, extra special. I don't know. You're, like, Jerry's kid special. Just kidding. I'm kidding. No. No, but no. You're just, like, super-duper special. And the thing is, we really were praying for you. And, like, God gave me a vision of, like, you, your nose was near a butt, and it was moving away from a butt. And I was like, well, guys, Carter is apparently he's not smoking enough crack, spiritual crack. He's on the butt crack right now. And God just showed me a vision of his nose being moved away from the butt. So whatever, you know, is up in his face right now, it's, and I'm not saying Carter was doing it intentionally, because like Katie's situation, sometimes that butt is just right up in your face, and you can't help but sniff it, you know, and so you have to smoke more spiritual crack to get that butt whiff away, you know?
Don't touch the butt.
Yeah, so basically in the vision, you know, when I was trying to finally be serious with God, but, you know, God's funny, and he uses these analogies, and, you know, that's just what he does. I don't know what to tell y'all. Yeah, butt crack, stay off it. It's bad for you. It ruined Carter's day yesterday, and that butt crack did. And, you know, you just got to lay off the butt crack, and you got to smoke the real stuff, and, like, that Luco's smoking. And, you know, sometimes when that butt crack is all up in your face, you know, you can't help but get a little bit slimed by it, but, like Carter did in the vision, he turned his nose just slightly the other way. So I thought it was interesting because in the vision, his nose wasn't totally away from the butt crack. So hard talking about it.
Yeah, like, you turned 20 degrees away.
Yeah,
from the,
seriously.
From the foot cheese.
Yeah, it was just enough away to where all he had to do was just turn his nose slightly. So, you know, this is serious stuff. I mean, like, and all he had to do was that. And then, you know, he would be delivered. And that's what he did, because obviously, like, something's going right today. Right, Carter?
Something's going right. It was a good day.
Amen. That's so awesome. That's neat. I just can't just imagine what somebody's thinking. They just called in hearing Judy talk like that. They're like, what the heck?
I know, right? They're like, I came in to hearing butt crack.
Like, what was
like,
Carter
what?
Doing?
This is crack-centric.
The most hilarious person ever.
God
is the epitome of funny.
You're right, Justin, because when he was showing little John that angels were farting farts of glory and power, like, the angels, their farts were like glory farts. They were power farts. And I was
about when I smelled the farts? I smelled the farts in my room.
All right, you guys. Okay, this gets funnier. Okay. Okay. I, like, need, like, a butt crack fart support group because this stuff is so crazy. Like, but, you know, it's God. It's totally God. It doesn't feel gross. It doesn't feel dirty, but it almost feels, like, unholy. But God says it's not unholy. This is God. Okay, so basically, Katie woke up and she smelled fart.
It's probably her.
It wasn't me. I
probably... You probably didn't notice when you were sleeping.
That's the funny thing is Katie was not farting, and she was like, I'm smelling farts. And we just knew it was the glory of the Lord. It was just so funny. I mean, come on, you guys.
She probably let it rip while she was sleeping. Who knows?
But I will say, and Bell probably knows this, you know, M. Bell, he's a funny guy. And he's all into health remedies because he's a big, huge mess right now in his physical body. And if you drink chlorophyll, I'm just going to tell you this in the natural, if you drink chlorophyll or buy chlorophyll powder and mix it with water, your poop and your farts will not smell. It's like a blood cleanser and detoxifier. And I was on chlorophyll for 2 years when I was really sick a while back. And when God was healing me, I was on that stuff. And, I mean, that was crazy because, like, nothing smells. It's almost it's anyway, I don't know. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah. Is that safe to take?
Yeah, it's 100% natural. Chlorophyll is natural greens. It's like taking 25 salads and putting it in one little teaspoon. And it's just a whole bunch of natural barley greens. It's not even barley greens. It's chlorophyll. It's just greens from, like, leaves and plants. And if you
I'm
going
to take some. I'm tired of smelling like eggs.
This is, so this is what we've come to in our radio show.
Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh.
Calm down.
And I know we're laughing about poops and farts
and
diapers.
Yeah, we're losing the chat room.
You know, the chat room right now is a mess. This chat room is a mess. It's a mess.
Okay, guys,
you know what,
switching gears real quick. It's been snowing over here on the east side. I'm sitting outside on a porch. There's just snow everywhere. But now it's raining on top of the snow.
Hey, yeah,
so
I
just find that weird.
Today too. Yeah.
It is weird. That's severe.
It was doing that here today.
Jesus, so come weird. Get us now.
Come get us, Lord.
He's trying, okay? He's trying.
Look at Luke backing him up. No, Luke, we're going at Jesus. Come now.
Yeah.
He's trying. Give him a little time.
Yeah.
Stop. I told him to give God a donut. It would help, and he said he would, so.
Stop brown-nosing, Luco.
Oh, my goodness. Butt crack. I smell butt crack over here.
With that brown nose of yours, you should be.
Alvin has butt crack. Everybody get away from Alvin. Butt crack alert.
Hey, guys, we should have, like, a cheer. Like, when is the rapture?
Now!
What are we doing?
Butt crack 30.
Yeah. Get the B to the U to the T, T crack.
Well, Jason Chambers is stumbling. He said, can we move on from the butt crack? I think we should do communion. I really do. I think we should do communion. Jason,
dude.
Dustin, do you want to do that?
That escalated quickly.
Yeah, Jason's having a hard time right now with this.
Hey, guys, I have to get off the phone now because my battery's going to die, so I'm going to just listen to the show.
Okay.
Love you guys, and let's try to do communion for sure. I really believe what Jason and I end up doing when we do communion, God's spirit is going to flirt with you and tickle you even more. I mean, maybe you fart. I don't know, but anyone can lead it. Dustin, Carter, Luke, okay, anyone can lead communion. It's pretty simple. So let's try to do that pretty soon, but I'm going to get off the phone and I'll wait for it. I have my crackers and I have my juice ready.
Oh, I'll do it. I like you.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna hang up and I will call back, but I gotta change my battery on my phone. Okay, bye. Love you guys.
Sweet. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Come again.
Thank you. Come again.
Luca, I need to talk to you later.
Hey, no secrets in the church.
Yeah.
Cars, are you having communion?
I did it this morning, but I'll read it unless someone else wants to do it.
It doesn't matter, man. You know what?
I'm outside.
You know what? These shows are just getting like this, where we're just having fun the whole time. Because there's like Elvin said, like everybody knows, there's nothing else left to happen before the rapture. So, I mean, there's news coming out, but it's really like we're saying some of the same things because we're just waiting. Like, all the news reflects him coming any day now. So it's just like, that's
every
all we got to do is
just
have fun.
I concur. It's like we're tired of hearing about the news and just come. So, okay, you don't want to come yet. We'll just have a good time.
Yep, you're right. Just have a good time, man. Hey, man, listen to them old heads. Right, Evan?
You calling me an old head? That's funny.
Yeah, I'm calling you out on that, man. But, we can just have fun.
All right,
Buck. They definitely took down Courageous Nerd's channel.
That's significant.
He had a lot of good stuff, right?
Yeah, they took it down.
And that's significant because, Evan, everything that they were saying is like saying the rapture now. So I really believe they found out. Somehow they get their articles from, like, top news sources. So they probably found out something huge, and they just said, you know what, it's time to get off of here. Like, it's going down.
Well, I took a picture of their stuff, so I still have the articles.
Like, you think they got taken down or they took them down?
They took them down.
Do you think they deleted their own channel or YouTube did?
Dabu came out and said they took them down because I don't know if they were friends or what, but apparently they took them down, I think.
Well, yeah, I mean, they had videos about how Social Security is about to shut down from the 15th to the 18th, that type of thing, so it's like there's nothing else for them to say. So I really just feel like they're probably either waiting or they just found out something else and they're just like, oh, yeah, let's get off. But, I mean, We know that too. I feel like it's tonight. We're leaving this weekend.
You know what?
For sure.
Justin, you mentioned something earlier about the government, you know, as well as they're preparing for the rapture, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
So in a way, in a sense,
yeah.
I look at it as in they're trying to guess the day too. You know what I'm saying?
You're right, man. Isn't that crazy? That is crazy. Like,
yeah, like we are. We are and they are. Yet we're the ones that get harassed.
But you know what?
It.
Yeah, they look to us because they know we're
exactly.
God.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you
matter of fact,
people
I think
hired
they're
they are not going. Go ahead, Elvin.
Yeah, they're getting the information from us. That's what they're doing, listening to us.
You're right. They are. Well, that's crazy. That's crazy. A lot of our views on our videos probably come from, like, people in the government. That's just crazy.
They're waiting for it.
But, yeah, if they're saying they're going to shut down Social Security 15th to the 18th, we talked about earlier, Edward Snowden said there's a catastrophic earth-shaking event coming February 15th. And then there's certain people that talk about how there must be nuclear war around March 1st. The Washington Times said the end of the world is March 4th and the global collapse. And all of this is around the peace treaty and March 22nd, when basically around the time the Great Tribulation starts. So that's why we have to leave now, and that's why God showed me that. I didn't really understand that we were mid-trib, but we are exactly mid-trib. So, like, we have to be gone by the spring. We have to be. So,
what's today's date? Is today the 13th or the 14th?
Say again, Elvin.
Today's the 13th or 14th?
Today's the 13th.
The 13th.
But you know, it's already
so
the 14th at other places.
You think they're going to cancel the food stamps thing again too?
Yeah, man, that's what they're saying. They're saying they're going to shut down, like, government assistance from the 15th to the 18th. And it's like,
oh, wow.
Elvin, that's what I get from that. I get from that their guess for the rapture is the 13th or 14th because they're not just going to shut that down before the rapture. There will be riots, and it'll get crazy just off of that. So it's like they're guessing the rapture is going to happen right before, and that's going to cause them to shut down Social Security and all the other things.
Because well,
before that
I
rapture,
know.
they're not just going to pull the plug before the rapture, you know?
Yeah. I know they want to get rid of the rapture. They want the rapture to happen already, and the enemy wants the rapture to happen so he can start his chaos already. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Amen. God told us how long does the Antichrist have? He said the Antichrist has 42 months, which is only 3.5 years. So he doesn't get a whole 7 to destroy. He only gets the last half of the tribulation. So, man, I mean, it's real that Obama fulfilled the peace treaty when he went to Israel in 2011 at the start of the tribulation. He went there the last week of March, and it was prophesied that he would go right before Easter, and he did. He went to Israel. Some presidents never go to Israel, but Obama went to Israel, Antichrist, and made that peace treaty then. So now what they're talking about with this peace treaty is them breaking it. They're not actually making a peace treaty, but they're about to break it halfway, and Netanyahu knows that. The president of Israel, he's Obama's ally. He knows.
So the peace treaty you're referring to was more like a verbal one, or did they actually sign?
No, it's actually a document. Like it's documented, and they're not going to tell us all the every detail, Elvin, because
absolutely.
They know this stuff is biblical. So, but this what was amazing about it, Elvin, is that he went to Israel the last week of March, and that's why the Skull and Bones, their number is 322. George Bush was a part of Skull and Bones. A lot of presidents are a part of that cult.
Yeah.
It's like the Freemasons,
yep.
And their favorite number is 322, and that's because March 22nd is when the Abomination of Desolation will be set up. So he went to Israel in 2011 on 322, and I believe by this 322, the Great Tribulation will start, and we got to be out of here. Or we have to.
Courageous Nerd's last video was about going biometric, so that might have made them mad or something. I don't know, but I did watch their last video, which was earlier today, and now both their channels are gone, so.
Wow. Oh, wow.
There's videos talking about how there's global one world currency coming this March. I mean, the United States Postal Service has agreed that they want a one world currency by this spring, the United States Postal Service. So it's just like they're saying that it's one world currency. They're going to start it this March. They are timing the rapture, like we said. That's not going to happen until the rapture. The rapture is what starts the new world order that's on the back of the U.S. dollar, where it's one world currency, one world leader, and one world government.
We're the restrainers. We're the ones that's restraining everything, in a sense, through the Holy Spirit. But it's only because the Father hasn't sent for us yet. You know what I'm saying? That's the only reason why we're still the restrainer.
You're right. You're right. Yep. We are like a restrainer to them. We're restraining them from doing what they do. But, okay, so Eminem and J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar, three very well-known rappers, high-up rappers, they have a tour this month called the Rapture Tour. Now, what do they know about the rapture?
Yeah.
Well, they know it's soon because they worship the devil. These people know it's soon. So Sony has a video game, PlayStation 4 has a video game called Everybody's Gone to the Rapture. That's what the name of the game is. So what does PlayStation know about the rapture?
Exactly. And they're in the process of making another Left Behind movie with Nicolas Cage, or they're finishing, or something's going on.
Yeah, they're. I think they're starting to plan it or film it or something.
So that's just incredible. You got the entertainment industry, which is run by Satan, telling you that the rapture's happening. So it's like Satan's and God's plans are lining up, and you know something's up then if they're agreeing. It's like Satan and God are agreeing it's time, you know? Because it has to be time.
Yeah.
And it is. So we're getting out of here. There's a lady that had a dream last month that she had a wedding in her dream, and the wedding date was scheduled for the 14th, and that was last month, so hopefully, again, that lines up with everybody else thinking we're leaving this weekend, you know. So Edward Snowden said February 15th, a catastrophic earth-shaking event will happen on February 15th. He didn't say anything about a rapture, didn't say anything about a global collapse. So all these things, man, are just lining up. The bubble's about to pop. It has to, you know. And that's going to start the great trip. So that's what we're waiting on, man. We out this mug.
Yeah.
We out and some are coming back.
Right.
We'll be back. BRB.
We out. Well, we're going to go get fat first, though. We're going to eat at the wedding feast and get fat.
Yeah, man. Whoever and the people that are coming back, it better feel like, you know, like 10 years before. It better not be, you know, 3 minutes and then, okay, well, it's time to go. You know what I mean? Because, you know, the time is different up there. So I hope we get to enjoy for a while before
Eddie.
Those who have to come
Eddie.
Back.
Yeah?
Eddie, unmute 781-424.
Okay, hold on, sorry. I'll do it. 781-424?
Yeah.
You're on.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Hey there.
I'm like so computer illiterate. I'm like, I called in before and I'm talking and like no one's listening to me, and then I didn't unmute, so bear with me, I'm old. Did you guys see my vision that I had last night when I was in worship?
No, share it with us now.
Tell us.
So fast. Well, I'm in a lot of problems with my kids, and like tons of issues with my kids. And so I was in worship last night and crying, holding the Bible. And I always have prophecy visions and dreams and everything. I've had them all my life, but basically started January 2013. And God just gave me a vision of the bottom of the ocean, just like an earthquake or just major rumbling, and just coming, you know, slowly up through the ocean, and then huge, huge waves, like, was just coming slowly towards, towards land. I don't know what ocean it was, but he just pressed in my heart that a tsunami's coming, and it was just like, because I know the difference between, like, my, you know, visions from him and my own thoughts, you know what I mean? And, it was crazy.
Man.
And then I had another vision. I always have visions. I had a vision like about 6 months ago of just in worship, like whatever. Like when I fast and when I'm in deep worship, that's when I get more visions. I just have to fast. But I haven't been fasting lately, but solid last night I got that vision without fasting. But anyway, that Obama was sitting on, you know, in his room there, and he turned around and he removed a picture, and behind the picture was a picture of Lucifer, and he was worshiping him. Just kind of looking at him, and he was just kind of looking, smiling at him, worshiping him, and that it was just like he pressed in my heart that, yes, that's what's hidden behind the picture in the Oval Office, you know. And I never had anything about Obama before, just about that, you know. Crazy.
That's so awesome, because there's a lady named Sherry that calls in, and she had a dream that he was the king of Babylon. God didn't say Antichrist, but he just said king of Babylon. So just like he showed you him worshiping Lucifer, he didn't say Antichrist, but he's giving you that piece to let you know that that's what he is.
Oh, yeah, there's so many little pieces lately that he's given me, and, like, I've been going through such a hard time. You know, I don't have good health, and, like, I'm having trouble with my kids, and you know, tonight I was trying to get a word, and he was just, like, saying, look upon the one you pierced, you know, and I know that's in that song that I like, but, I mean, he was saying actually that to me, like, in other words, like, he was pressing my heart, just give it to me, and that's what I've been doing, you know. I actually had some weathered wood in the house, and I'm kind of crafty, so I nailed together a cross and put that up in my husband's man cave downstairs because his friends come over and they don't believe in God, so I put a cross there because my husband didn't care, and then I took a piece of, it's kind of like weathered wood, it kind of looks like something you find from like the ocean, and I put look upon the one you pierced, and I put that in my living room, so... I have, like, religious, like, crosses everywhere, and my kids are like, I have no believers at all in my family at all, you know. And I have a friend who's so lukewarm that goes to church, does the prayers, comes home, and she had a really bad day one day, and one thing after the other, and I said, you know, it's the enemy. It's not, you know, God, and I was trying to explain to her, and she never even responded to me because she's so lukewarm. She thinks going to church is it. You know, and I just can't stand with my Christians. I don't even go to church. I found God in my own house.
Hey, sister, what's your name?
My name's Julie.
Julie. Okay, well, I feel led, and if everyone would like to join me, I feel led to pray for you right now.
Thank you.
All right, like the Lord's telling me you really need it. So, Lord, I just thank you for Julie right now. We all lift her up, Father God. We place her in your hands, in your arms, and under your wings, Father God. Lord, where she is basically protected, Father, give her strength, Father God. Anoint her home, Father God, for she is the only light in your home. And the Lord is saying right now that you're not the only one, and you're not the only one there. You have many angels there, and he is always with you. So don't feel like you are alone, because you are not. He's with you. He knows your struggles. He knows what you're going through, and he got your back. So, Lord, I just thank you for her, and I lift her up, Father God. Strengthen her, Father God. Send leagues of angels right now, Father God, to touch her, anoint her. And I rebuke every spirit, Father God, every spirit of depression, spirit of anxiety. I come against you, and I release you, and get away from her. I come via the Holy Spirit. You have no authority over her. No demonic entity has any authority over her. I rebuke you. I bind you, and I cast you to the pits of hell where you belong. And, Lord God, if it pleases you, send just tons of angels, Lord God, to clean house. Clean that house, Father God, for I know she wants that, Father God. So, Lord, strengthen her, empower her, Lord God, and thank you for her, Father God, for Sister Julie, for bringing her on today, because I know you want to relieve her, Father God, and let her know that everything's going to be okay, everything will be okay, because Julie, he is your father, he is your friend, he is your husband, and he got your back in the name of Jesus.
There's something I don't want to really share, but something that God knows what I'm praying for, and if this happens, it's really going to bring a lot of peace in my life, and I've been praying on it, you know, and, you know, it's so tough, but, you know, it's like the more the devil throws at me, nothing stops me from loving God, and I'm trying to tell my sister that, and she absolutely hates God, like, you don't even know, and I keep telling her, you know, I'm trying to help her, and it's just, she just doesn't listen, and
Sister, you don't even have to press the issue one bit, because you were chosen to be there even mm-hmm. you just putting that cross down there for your husband's friends to see, that mm-hmm. that's God working through you to get to their heart. So you don't even worry about your family. You don't have to press the issue at all because they're chosen. They're going to make the rapture, so don't worry about that either. And believe it. Believe it wholeheartedly.
Oh, I do. Absolutely.
And just, you know, so
you
they're going to
hear
the Spirit's going
to
move on
to them. A good funny story, and I'm so proud of this. My neighbor, we have two good friends next door, and, you know, they'll come over usually on weekends, and they'll hang out in the man cave or whatever. You know, my husband has downstairs darts and pool tape and all that stuff, and we just hang out. And I had one friend, and he, you know, like both of them like to debate, but one especially was like, all right, I have all these questions, and this is why I don't believe in God. And I said, God, please put the words into my mouth to say. Every single thing that he said, I had a rebuttal for, and he threw his arms up in the air about 15 minutes. He's like, you know what? I can't debate you. You have an answer for everything I say. He's like, I'm not saying I believe, but he goes, you're really making me, you know, really makes me think, like, wow, really every single thing that I said, he could not debate.
Amen.
Me. I planted the seed, you know. I know I did because I could tell. You know, when he threw his hands up, you know, and it was amazing.
That's
and he
wonderful.
Said so many
he
things.
He put the gloves up, and he can't debate.
What's that?
I said he threw his gloves up because Jesus won.
Yeah, exactly, and every single thing he said, and it was just things that were coming out of my mouth that, like, you know, it was a lot of Jesus there because, it, you know, I wasn't all me. It was just everything. It was almost like it was a speech prepared that God gave me through him for every answer, for every question that this man was asking me. It was so perfect. And he just, like, looked at me like, it was just, I could feel the anointing of God. Like, I know he has my back. I just know it, you know. And I have another friend who had a really bad life, and he lost his wife, and actually those are the two that next door that live together, and he doesn't want to hear it. So I don't push it, but I have that cross. Sometimes I'll play some gospel, you know, down there and for a little bit and just kind of plant the seed. But I know if you do a little bit too much and they get, like, really turned off about it and they, you know, people
yeah.
hear it. So
you can't press the issue.
I look for that loophole here and there.
Just pray for the softening of their hearts.
I had a couple of friends over, too. One of his friends brought a different friend over, and he's a total atheist, and I started talking, and they were like, you know what, I'm going to leave, and they were both mad, and they left, but I said, that's okay, because what I put in their head, it's in their head, whether or not they believe me, you know what I mean, and it's my home, so I can talk about what I want, you know.
Yeah, they're getting some truth
exactly.
in them, you know.
And it's like, it's funny, people that don't, like, people that get angry, and you could, like, talk about any subject, but when it comes to God and people that, like, don't believe in God, they get angry, like, mad. It's the devil making them mad, and they don't get that. You know, they're not awake, and I'm so awake. I'm, like, too awake here, you know.
If darkness cannot stand the light, that's what it comes down to.
Exactly.
Amen.
Exactly.
So when you're in places that there's not a lot of light, the darkness, it feels like it's creeping up on you because, like you said, it can't stand the light. So,
oh, yeah,
God
every day
good.
I'm feeling far away.
He's wonderful.
Yeah.
He is. God is wonderful. And, I love that verse. I can't remember exact verse it is, but God has a verse where he's like, at the appointed time, I will, don't think about what to speak. I will put the words in you to speak. So that's what he did for you. He probably did that for all of us, I know for sure. Before.
And my kids.
Time and time.
My kids get really angry and they don't want to listen, but you know, they say this house looks like a blankety blank church with all these things up. It's okay, you know, it's my home. When they move out, they can put whatever they want up, and it's
pray for the softening of their heart, sister.
One of my daughters will listen to me, and she thinks I'm crazy, absolutely insane. But that's okay, because she'll still listen to me, and a lot of things.
You heard it.
Go ahead.
Did you hear Brother Evan please say, I know you probably have, but definitely be praying for the softening of their hearts. Mm-hmm. And you're so powerful of a person. I can feel your spirit now. You're so powerful of a person. Your prayers do have a lot of power in them. So, you know, you're amazing. It's a blessing to hear your testimonies, and I hope that we are blessing you, but your whole family's chosen,
oh, yeah,
and they're going to be all right. So I know you're not worried about it at all.
I can't wait. I just can't wait, you know. I just can't wait for that day. I just can't wait to, God, another vision I had, it was like literally a 3-second vision. This was probably like a month ago. I'm starting to remember. God made me feel 3 seconds what it would feel like in the rapture. And I can't put into words, okay, the joy. There's no words. Okay,
sure.
The joy that I felt for those
no
3 words.
Seconds.
We were like almost in the fetal position going up, and all the bad stuff in life was just like slowly like just melting away from our brains, and just we were forgetting, and the joy and the love was beyond any words I could describe. But I have that feeling inside of me that I could never possibly ever communicate, even if I wrote a book, you know, and it's so worth all the crap that we're going through, because he let me feel it for 3 seconds because he knows I'm going through so much hell that he let me feel that. And it's just going to be, like, so amazing, you know?
It is. It is. It's going to be wonderful. It's everybody that looks like the whole bride of Christ. We're at our wit's end. Even if we're making it, you know, people are still struggling because we're emotionally detached and we're just so ready to get out of here.
Yeah.
So everybody's waiting on the Lord is struggling right now. Because we're at the finish line. It's going to be harder at the finish line than it was when you started, when you had all your energy. So, but it's amazing, like this show and, you know, the internet, it's just beautiful how God brought us together. So we have each other.
Oh, it really is. I know.
Sure.
That's why he did it. And I do believe, because he kept telling me, you know, he's coming December 2013. And so when people were like, you know, Rudy was saying that and people were bashing him, and I'm like, you know, he said it to me too, and just a few months ago, he came to me in a vision, and he'll tell me go into a corner or whatever. I was fasting like probably 2 or 3 days, so he was just pouring his spirit on me then, and he said I'm coming in 2013 still, and then I'm like, but it's not. But then I realized I think he said that to us so we could all come together, and to separate the wheat from the tare. I really believe that that's why he did it. And who's going to, and to see if the ones that it's going to give up on him, oh, you didn't come, and the ones who are staying faithful. So that makes so much sense.
Are they gonna, are people going to give up? Are people going to give up, or are they going to look more into it, say, maybe these people are on to something, but they're just a little off? You know, so people, it's either going to spark your interest more when we were wrong, or you're just going to give up and not even pay attention to anything that's going on.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
A lot of people, God is really merciful. He showed me that so many more people are going to make the rapture than we think, and a lot more people are going to be in heaven than we think, because he wants everybody to make it. So you're going to have to almost try hard to refuse him not to make it, because before the rapture even happens, he's going to shake the earth. He showed me that.
Exactly.
Before the rapture even happens, he's going to shake the earth. So it's not just going to be any second of the day, boom, we
Dustin.
Just get no warning.
Yeah. I think it's going to just be like that. And
Dustin.
Yes.
You know,
Judy wants you to do communion.
Okay. Sounds good. When you first said my name, I'm like, wow, where did that voice come from? I felt summoned.
I am in your head. No, seriously, though, Judy wants you to do communion. So, yeah. Whenever you guys get a time or whatever, but we should do it soon because we only have like 19 minutes.
Where's the communion verse?
Jason, type the communion verse on the thing so I can tell
Dustin. 26:26.
It's in 1 Corinthians.
Or you can just ask Carter.
I don't know what verse, though.
Matthew 26:26 or, like, 1 Corinthians 11. Like, both of those work.
You said either or?
Yeah, they're pretty much the same thing.
The Corinthians what, brother? Corinthians
first
what?
1 Corinthians, I think it's, 1 Corinthians 11,
Judy,
I think, maybe.
Hey, Judy, Carter, Judy wants you to do it.
Want me to do it?
Yeah.
I got my cracker. I got my cracker.
Okay, well, I got my...
Thank you, Katie.
So, what do I do? You just want me to read it?
Yeah, read it, bro.
All right. So here is Matthew 26. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Ta-da.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All
right, Katie, eat your cracker.
That was one good cracker.
Maybe when you guys could have like a time when you do it, and we can get everybody like to grab something, grab some food and some drink, or a little snack and a drink, and do that together.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I like that.
Thanks, Carter. Did John get any more
visions
or anything today? Judy?
Anybody?
I don't think so.
I shared my dream the other day, but I don't know how significant it is. I mean, I don't know if
you
want me to hear it again.
I didn't hear this. I'd like to hear it.
I think I did tell you, but...
Maybe you did. I don't know. I can't remember.
Okay, well, my dream was just a missile had hit the ground. And then out of this missile, all these bunny rabbits, like, came out.
Wow.
And I was like, rabbits? And then I heard this voice say, Easter. And then
right.
And then I was like, Easter? And then I heard someone say resurrection. Yeah?
Yeah, I think that, that's what he means.
Why haven't you said anything, buddy? Why did you not make a video about this again?
Because I can't make videos on my phone anymore. It won't let me.
I didn't
hear
this.
So you heard a voice say Easter, and then you heard a voice say resurrection, right?
Well, no. Like, I saw these bunny rabbits, and then, like, I was saying in the dream, like, rabbits, and then I heard someone say Easter. And then I was like, Easter, and then I heard someone say resurrection.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know.
Well, that goes to what we were just saying about the abomination of desolation being set up March 22nd. Easter is the last week of March. Always Easter is. So, wow. God,
yeah, it's definitely
going to
be this year.
Then I've had, like, a lot, my whole dream, like, the rest of my dream was about, our troops and how they were, like, camped outside my house and, like, guarding our country and stuff. And, like, some girl in the dream, like, some lady was, like, the tents are really small. And then someone else said, yeah, because they don't sleep at night or something like that. And then, I don't know, it was kind of weird, but then I was basically, it was kind of like the Hunger Games, kind of, like I had people shooting at me from behind and in front of me. Basically, everyone else, like, didn't have it that hard, but I was, like, from every angle people were shooting at me. So, I think that's just significant that we're basically in a battle right now.
What I think of how it's going to play out is it's going to be like tsunamis, earthquakes, and then the FEMA, trucks will come, we have to take you somewhere to keep you safe. And then once they get us there, they're going to be, trying to brainwash. And, I mean, if you've seen the videos where they actually have, like, the red line, the blue line, that must be some significance,
they're definitely detention camps.
Right, and either they're going to, and I know about Luciferians and things, they won't trick you into it, they will actually have you denounce Christ, and you have to know it, just like, I don't know if you guys believe in all this Hollywood stuff, you have to do, all these disgusting, vile things, and kind of be a Satanist to the higher that you go. I mean, I don't know if you guys believe it, but I do, and they fully are aware that, what they're doing, and that's the thing. Like, we will probably, have a gun to our head, and we'll have to either denounce them or not. And then why would they order 30,000 guillotines? Why would FEMA order 38,000 guillotines? And why would they want...
Obama signed an executive order where it's legal to kill American citizens by the guillotine. And he brought that back from medieval times because he is the Antichrist. Like the Lord said, if you refuse the chip, you will be beheaded for it, and you won't be able to buy, sell, or trade without the mark of the beast. And that's exactly what's happening. But, Katie, your dream, if he told you resurrection and he told you Easter, I feel like he gave you the maximum time frame, and that would make sense, again,
too.
What we were saying about the 322.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
That's like a maximum time frame. If he said resurrection, that's rapture. So it's like, that's kind of like the maximum time frame, I really do think so. I mean, I know so
too.
Because March 22nd is when the abomination of desolation gets set up. Everything hits the fan then, and you see these dates. People are saying March 4th, the global everything will collapse. March 1st, nuclear war, and people are saying rapture this month. So that's what God is telling us. So by March 22nd, that sounds so far away right now just because of how fast times are moving and all the things that are happening. But definitely by then, like he told you, Katie, Easter, resurrection, we have until then for sure. But we're leaving here this weekend because that's when we want to leave, and that's when he's coming.
Yeah. I felt like it was more like, I think my interpretation of it was like, when the missiles come down, the rabbits go up.
Amen. That definitely could be it.
Yeah, kind of like the same thing. I know when I was little, like, I've always had, like, I don't know if you want to say psychic, but, I mean, it's always been from God. And, like, a lot of things I've prophesized has come true. And I've just always, God's always been in my dreams. And, I could just write a book and go on and on all night about things that he's shown me. But I've always had something from him pressing in my heart that I'm going to live till I'm 46. I'm going to be 47 April 11th. I think it's going to definitely happen soon. I mean, I have 46 years on this earth, and that's what he's pressed with me since I was little. Yeah.
That's so funny. A lot of people are having that lately. Like, they're coming up to a birthday that God basically told them they wouldn't see, or they just figured in their head they wouldn't be here for.
Right.
So that's fun.
Unless I die, but I mean, I don't think so. I think that's definitely when, it's going to happen. I know it's definitely going to happen this year. I hope it happens before we have another one.
Yeah, we're out
of
here by
winches.
We're out here by April for sure.
It's been brutal around here in Boston, you know.
I knew you were from Boston. Man, I was just going to say it. Gosh, I knew you were from Boston.
Yeah, Boston.
I knew you were. I was going to ask you.
I'm like about 30 minutes south of Boston, so.
I knew it from the accent.
Yep. And there's just like nobody that I know that even loves God around here. I'm like, and when I found you guys, I'm like, oh, my God, people like me, yay. It's just hard,
yep.
You know? And, oh, yeah. Do you see? I see 11-11 every second.
Yes.
Do you guys see it?
Yes. Every day, twice a day, sometimes three times a day.
Oh, it's
sometimes
crazy.
Sometimes
80
times
yeah.
a day.
Mm-hmm. Like today especially, like, I just seen it, and I was just like, oh, you know, that's definitely like, He's just bringing us all together. He just, you know, he wants us all to know each other, so we're not going to just be sitting there at the table. And, I mean, this is, he's great how he works, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. He's flattering us, and he's giving us puzzle pieces, like the whole Miami Heat thing. A lot of people think that the rapture will happen on the day the Miami Heat play because of how God has done. God has given people children. He has given children and people that do not watch sports at all dreams that Miami Heat were playing and the rapture happened. Some of these children, they don't watch sports, they don't like sports, and some of these people don't. So you have to bring it into account when you're talking about it. But it's so amazing he's giving us pieces like that. Now, he doesn't have to do that. It doesn't have to be the day of, but, I mean, that definitely could be. He said his true bride would know the day and hour. So he's going to let us know the true day and hour. But the Miami Heat, they have two more games. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just wondering, like, how would it happen? Like, if we're driving in a car, we're just going to go, or if a pilot's in a plane? Like, I don't understand that. I mean, I would think there has to be total calamity where every planes are grounded.
There will be.
Everyone,
that's the thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it can't be just like a normal everyday life. There has to be something big because, you know, I mean, I don't see how we just...
Now, I think God is... So I think God is speaking to me right now, telling me again how blessed Babylon is. Babylon is the most blessed place all the way up to the Great Tribulation, because we get the worst of the worst judgment than any other country in the world. So that's why we've been the most blessed place, because in the end we get the worst punishment. Now, you
know
how
I
God
think
said,
is we're going to be blown up is what I think.
Yeah.
We are going to be blown up. We are. But you know how God said that he's coming like a thief in the night?
Right.
Okay. I personally believe that that is for Babylon. He's coming for a thief in the night in Babylon. So a lot of people think it's going to be nighttime here. Now, there's only a six-hour difference from the east and west coast. So if it's 12 a.m. on the east, if it's 6 a.m. on the west coast, it's going to be 12 a.m. here. So when it's night in Babylon, it's night for everybody at a certain point, basically from 12
right.
to 6 or whatever. So if he came then, think about how blessed we would still be, because we're not in our cars when the rapture happened. Most people are in their beds. So when that shaking happens, you just happen to not be on the highway. Now, there are going to be millions of people still on the highway, but for Babylon, it will be nighttime and wee hours of the morning, and that's a blessing in itself, because you're not just out and about during the day doing whatever, you know? So
right.
that's kind of something he put in my head
like,
right there.
Do you think it'll happen different times, different time zones, or all at once? I mean, if
well,
it's going to be
all at once, it'll be different time zones. Like whenever it does happen, it'll be two different days, because it's always two different days somewhere.
Right.
484, yeah. You're on. 484.
What's that?
484 is on.
Yeah, I hung up by accident. Sorry, it's me, Elvin.
Okay.
Hey, brother.
But yeah, the rapture will happen in different time zones. Different times, and yeah, it will be total calamity. So if you're driving, you're going to disappear. Your car's going to keep driving.
I know that.
It's
going to
be crazy about the highways.
Yeah.
Highways are
going to
be freaking jammed.
I think she's going to do it in a way that we don't even know, and it's going to be just so, like, perfect. And I really do.
When he says he's coming like a thief in the night, what's the best time for a thief to come? From 12 a.m.
Right.
to 6 a.m. during the wee hours of the morning. So I really felt like that verse. Now, if it's night somewhere, it's going to be sunshine somewhere else. So who is the place that he says he's coming like a thief in the night? Well, most likely it's Babylon, because Revelation is mainly about the fall of Babylon, the fall of America the Great. So if he's coming like a thief in the night for some place, it's probably here, because if he comes like a thief in the night somewhere else, it's going to be morning time or sunshine somewhere else. It's not going to be night everywhere at one time. So that's coming to me right now. The whole thief in the night thing, it has to be for one particular place in the world. So,
right.
Yeah, it has to be for Babylon, man. That's pretty awesome.
And maybe he's going to just all tell us that last second, I'm coming now, go somewhere. You know, I don't know. He's probably listening
yeah,
to
you're
gonna
know.
Saying, oh,
you're
I love my children
it.
Trying to figure me out. He must be happy.
You're going to feel
way.
It that whole day. You're going to feel it. I mean, it could be tonight. It could be tonight. He did also say, too, he said, I'm coming. He gave us all these prophecies, all these things. But, again, he did say, I'm coming at a time when you think not. So it's like he's trying to surprise us at the same time. We know he has to come in this time frame. But at the same time, he's going to surprise
right.
us when he does it.
And we're waiting every second, so it's never going to be a surprise. He actually, he came to me big time in January of 2013, and he said to me, it was a dream that I had, and I was actually walking with him, and he was showing me, you know, heaven, just like he's showing me, like, a new house, oh, over there, blah, 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 and he told me to walk with him, and I'm like, I'm not worthy. And he looked at me, like, kind of angry, and he had fire in his eyes. So after the, and then what he said to me before he looked at me, don't worry about what's going down there on earth. It's all going to be over soon. And I, it was a dream that I was there. And when he said that, I looked at him and he goes, come on, walk with me. And I'm like, I'm not worthy. And he turned around to me kind of like he was angry and he had fire in his eyes. And then I woke up. So I looked it up and I'm like, oh my God, I was really with Jesus. That's who he was, you know, and then he's been coming to me now and then, and I just know him so well. I know his voice and what he looks like, and he's just perfect, you know. But when he said it's all going to be over soon, I'm like thinking, oh, you know, and that's when I looked online and tried to find people, and then I found everyone on YouTube that, you know, everybody was getting the same kind of dreams, and that's kind of how it all started. But he said it so casually, like, don't worry. Don't even worry. You have nothing to worry about. He was like, nothing. He has it all under control, and and just so many other visions and things that he's been giving me. So I know it's going to be this year. I'll be really surprised if it's not, you know, but.
It is, okay. It is.
And then
because
we
we're not going to be here when the dollar collapses, and it's going to collapse any day. So,
exactly.
Know,
so them saying the dollar's going to collapse, on a certain date, that's them telling you they think the rapture's right before, because they're not going to collapse the dollar until the rapture.
Oh, yeah. And I definitely.
No, go ahead. What were you saying?
I definitely think that government shutdown, I think that was bull. I think it was definitely a plan, because they know that our father's coming, and they're trying to plan, getting all their bunkers underground ready. I think that's all it is, because they don't know, but they're planning something. You know,
and 20 major bankers were killed. 20 major bankers.
Just yesterday, one was killed.
Yeah.
They're being picked off for leaking information about the collapse. And 40 congressmen or U.S. representatives, they retired the day before the Olympics, 40 of them. So not just one or two, but 40 retired before the Olympics start. So they had to all retire with the same plan, like, okay, stuff's about to go down during the Olympics. We're getting out of here.
Why do you think they're killing them off, though? I don't understand. Why would they want to do that, kill off the bankers?
But they've been leaking, because they've been leaking top secret information. Same reason why they want to kill us off, Elvin, but they can't, because we're protected. I mean, they're killing them off because some of these people. I saw an article, no, for real, I saw an article about how each one of these bankers have said something in the last year or two about the collapse coming. Each one of these bankers that just all of a sudden died. And they even said it was suicide. But the connection is all of these have came out and said something about the collapse coming in the last year or two.
So
it can't
right,
be coincidence. All of them are just dying.
I think they took them out because just in case they might say something else.
You're right.
Yeah, about 2 years ago, my husband's friend, you know, said, "Oh, you got to go home with your wife and look at this video." This was like probably more than 2 years ago, and it was all about what's happening now. And my husband, you know, we were watching it, and he's like, "Oh my God," you know, because he's kind of on the fence about God. He's, you know, he listens to me, but he's like, "Whatever, I'm not sure," type of thing. But he has prophetic dreams all the time, and then when he tells me them, I'm like, "Oh my God." You don't even know, like, last night he had a dream that he was standing on a mountain, and he saw, like, he was not a hill or something, and he could see Boston. And we have a place here in Weymouth, in the town next to me, it's called Great Hill, and, you know, it's a huge hill, and people used to go there and party and make out, you know, back in the day, but now, you know, people don't do that there because, you know, there's lots of cops, but you can see from there all of Boston. So my husband in the dream, I don't know where, he doesn't know where he was standing, but he saw all of Boston. He saw building after building getting exploding and bombs and everything. And he woke up in a cold sweat, and I was sleeping. I didn't know. And he called me at work from work today. He's like, "You're not going to believe the dream." I'm like, you know, and he had another dream where they barged into the house and they took us into the, you know, Korean soldiers took us in the trucks. And I'm like, "You have to understand, you're having all these dreams, and it's all lining up."
That's speaking to him.
Yeah, and he just thinks it's dreams. I'm like, "No, it's not," you know, because I didn't share all this stuff with him, and I was reading it, and everything that I was reading and researching, I wouldn't share with him because he wasn't interested. And then he would tell me the dreams, and I had just read about it the night before, and that's God, you know. And so now he kind of listens to me, but he. You know, he kind of thinks I'm nuts, but I don't care, whatever.
Hey,
but he does get dreams, you know.
Real quick, a brother in Christ of mine, I forgot, I never mentioned it, about 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Hello?
Did he drop?
I think you cut off.
Yeah, I think it got dropped. I have to actually plug my phone in because I'm going to get dropped in a minute. So.
Yeah,
sometimes
we're technically off. Oh, no.
Sometimes
yeah, we're
my
off
phone
in
drops.
2 seconds, but we can still stay on. So
hold
call
on, I just
got to
plug in.
Call.
Hold on.
10 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds.
Go.
Okay.
Go ended.
All right, we got live, we got 819, we got 818, we got Bo.
And all these people that, like, so against us, and they make all these videos that we're false prophets and with this and that, it's like, don't they know that they're, like, you know, they're judging us when they're not supposed to, you know? And it's like, I get so annoyed. I get so many, you know, inboxes from people, oh, don't listen to the Rapture Kitty, oh, they're crazy, blah, 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 and it's like, whatever, and there's no God, God is within you, and the Bible is nothing but, fairy tales, and it's like, they're really trying to, you know, Satan's really working through people, boy.
Hey, I wanted to share this with y'all and see what y'all think, but I have this friend whose brother just committed suicide, and they're Hindu, Muslim, I'm not really sure, but I went to school with this girl growing up, and she's just always been like a good friend, and I had a dream of her brother last night, and I'm not even sure which brother it was that committed suicide, but I'm not sure if he was a Christian or not, but anyway, I had a dream that once after he committed suicide, he left a note that said, Jesus is King, Lord of Lords. And so I just sent her the message of the dream that I had, hoping that maybe, you know, maybe he's trying to, you know, say that Jesus is the King, and, you know, because I don't know if he's in heaven. I don't know where he is. So
my sister-in-law killed herself. So I know when she killed herself, this is going back 20 years ago, my ex-husband and I, we were, you know, we both woke up the next day, and he says, oh, my God, I had a dream, and we both had the same exact dream. And it was just God, obviously, you know. This was even, like, before I was really coming to God and being born again, but I believed him, but I was kind of lukewarm, but we both had the same exact dream, and it was that when you commit suicide, there's different levels, I guess, you go to, and you have to go, and you have to learn why you did it, and, you know, and it's like a lot of, you know, like, they teach you, and, you know, you go through your life, and basically she's, you know, was learning why she did it, and so we both had that same exact dream, and it's just so not worth it.
Thanks
so
a lot.
Not worth it.
Well, this girl that I'm trying to witness to, I'm just hoping that what I've told her, maybe she'll turn to God or,
yeah.
So, her name is Ornima. It's a really sad situation. Really sad. Well, everyone's pretty much on the line, so.
I just don't think he would put suicides in hell. I just don't think so, because if obviously there is, you know, something wrong, I just think the people that would go to hell would be the people that gave their life to Satan. That's really what I believe.
Right.
I mean, he's so loving. I you know.
Right.
But to get to that, the highest point in heaven, you know, you really have to suffer. And, boy, I've had my share of suffering, and I just, you know, people just don't get it. Why are you so, like, religious? It's like, okay, I'm not religious. I don't believe in religion. It's man-made, and they just don't get me. You know, they just don't get it. And on Facebook, my family is like, are you okay? What's this sudden change in you? Are you going to hurt yourself? I'm like, and they're all worried. I'm like, why? Because I love God, and I found God. Like,
yeah, they do the same thing to me. You know, I post Bible verses, and people are like, are you depressed? Are you okay?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm fine, and I don't expect my best friends to say that, you know, but.
All the time, my whole family, they're all like that, and I just, you know, and I'm like, no, it's I found God, and they just, you know, distance themselves, and that's fine, you know, I'd rather, you know, just be with people that, you know, like me. It's just hard living in a household.
Justin, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, did you guys unmute me yet?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm here.
Is Dustin still on? I guess not. Dustin already hung up? Well, somebody that has his number tell him he needs to read this book. He's like me, I think, in this aspect. He's got a real calling for numbers, and breaking down numbers from what I've seen of him. And this book, the Four Blood Moons by Pastor John Hagee, he breaks everything down, everything that we're saying right now, and we've been sharing for the past few months between us. He's had written down in this book for the past 2 years. I'm reading it, and it's just everything that's going on right now that we're talking about, he published in a book. I mean, amazingly. I mean, he even breaks down the timeline. This is what the section I wanted to tell Dustin about. He breaks down the timeline of God changing the course of history every 490 years throughout history. And he talks about this year at the, in April, that it's the 490 years for God to change the course of history again for the earth. Is this April coming the blood moons? And he even breaks it down about the Jewish calendar, that according to the Jewish calendar, March is actually December of 2013.
Oh, wow.
There's five different calendars. And the Jewish calendar, according to the Jewish calendar, we are still in 2013 until April, I think he said 3rd. I have to look back and find it. But like April 3rd, I think, was the beginning of 2014.
That is
but
such a confirmation.
I'll shut up again.
No, that's a confirmation of what I had said earlier, that God, I always felt that I was never going to see 47, and my birthday is April 11th. How crazy is that? Wow.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. It's Eric. So. Just listening.
I just love you guys so much. You're just awesome. It's so nice to just talk to like-minded people, you know.
Yeah, I know this I think it's a YouTube couple. They do videos and they recently just flew out from California, I think it was, to Colorado, because they found somebody, like, they thought they were crazy because nobody would listen to them, but then they ended up finding another couple in, I think, Colorado, and they went to go visit them, and they stayed with them for, like, a week, and they made a fellowship between them because they couldn't find anybody that would, like us, how we talk to each other, and we're not thinking we're crazy, but we believe in each other, and people have to fly out to other states just to, like, find people like us. It's kind of crazy. So. But.
I just feel just so anointed and blessed just to have just the way he brought us together like this. And I just can't wait. I just can't wait to go home. I don't even want any gifts that he has for us. I just want him. I just want to be with Jesus. I don't care about gifts.
What are you guys doing in your last moments here? You guys just read the Bible, and like, what are things that you guys do to keep yourself busy?
Yeah, reading the Bible.
Well, I want to tell y'all something that happened to me. I don't know if y'all read it when I was typing it, but Sunday I was at Jam Church right before Winter Jam. It was about 11 a.m. Sunday morning. And, I have been kind of, like, worried and kind of thinking about somebody. And, no mentioning any names, they should know who they are. But Anyway, I was listening to Pastor Bobby, he's our tour pastor, and he was saying, you know, if you ever get mad at God or anything, and I even listened to last night's broadcast on the podcast, whatever, and I know a couple of people said that they were mad at God and stuff. I was like, you know, you don't have to be mad at God. God is actually mad at the situation. You know, it's not what he intended. Kind of like, if you think about it, God didn't intend for death. You know, that wasn't in his plan. He told a story about this boy. I don't know if y'all heard about it in the news. I think he was about 16 years old. He was playing basketball at his high school, and he dropped dead. Well, the whole family, atheists, friends, stuff like that, they all go to the funeral. They're all mad at God. They're just devastated, okay? Well, before that funeral was over, the atheist friend had become a Christian at just pretty much just flat out opened his mouth and said, I became a Christian through this. Because this boy got saved before he died. He got saved a year before he died. And his goal was, before he died, was to get as many people to go to Winter Jam as possible. And so he kept inviting people and inviting people and inviting them. And so after the funeral was at like 11 o'clock that day, and the show was at like 6 or 7 or something like that, and the entire funeral party, coaches, teachers, family members, friends, everybody from that funeral, they went from the funeral straight to Winter Jam. And they actually went and talked to one of my good friends, and they were like, well, we just want to come and represent the guy that got everybody to come to Winter Jam tonight. So pretty much he went out with a bang. And one thing, one of the 10th Avenue North lead singers, the lead singer said, you know something, y'all don't need to be mad at God, okay? Because God is mad that he died, okay? God is mad at death. God didn't intend for him to die. That's any situation. God is mad at the situation. He, along with you, if you're mad at the situation, God's mad at the situation. So, I mean, don't drop your head. Just keep your head up and keep going, because God loves you, and it doesn't matter what you do. Just keep chugging, because anything could happen, you know. And just don't. It's like some people, they get mad at God when they find out they have cancer. Don't get mad at God because of that, because God didn't intend for you to get cancer. Do y'all understand what I'm trying to say now?
Oh, definitely.
I came across somebody, like, recently. They said they were mad at God because they were, I don't know if they had, like, a brother or sister who's, like, mentally retarded. And they told me, like, why would God make somebody born that way? So.
God didn't do that. It wasn't in his plan. It just, stuff happens, you know. Also, I mean, It's like, also, like, Pastor Bobby said that morning, he said, you know, you need to believe in God. You have that choice to believe in God, because you don't want Satan to be your father. I mean, think of it that way. You want God to be your father. I mean, God doesn't intend for a baby to be born retarded or anything like that. just stuff that happened. It wasn't in his plan. So, I mean,
I just think it's his will. There's a reason for it. And my sister died at 24 of stomach cancer, and I was only 9. And she was, you know, very Catholic. She taught Sunday school and that whole thing. And this is back in 1976. And, you know, my whole family's like, why did God do this? She's like, it's not God. Why do people blame God? Devil, you know, no one ever gets mad at the devil. It just, that's,
it's,
you know,
true.
And so, I don't know, it's a little crazy.
Yeah, God didn't intend for it to happen, you know, I mean, that's the reason God gives us eternal life once we give our hearts to him, you know. He intended us to be alive forever and ever and ever with him. He didn't intend for death at all. That was not in the plan at all.
Right.
So.
So who's on here?
I'm still here.
Not really sure.
I'm still here, but I'm afraid to speak. He just got muted.
I'm not far behind. Right? All I gotta say is one last thing is give all your troubles to God and He will resolve everything. I promise. I gave him everything and everything is right on track. You know.
I used to feel guilty giving my problems to God because. You know, I'm like, oh, I can't do that because look what happened to him. And it's like, he was nailed to the cross, he was pierced, but Satan had a hold on me for a long, long time. You know, I was into all that crazy occult stuff when I was young and all that. And I just, you know, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Saved me, so thank God.
God is one amazing, amazing thing. It's awesome. He's awesome. Yeah.
I just know, like, another word he gave me a couple of months ago was, you know, what did he say? He said, I'm always going through a difficult time, you know, but he said, your reward, something like your reward in heaven will be great. And I hear, you know, from other people, that's what he says. He does say that to people, you know. So everything that he says to me always gets confirmed through research and, you know, but now I don't even research it because I just know he's talking to me, you know.
Yeah. I completely understand.
I just can't wait to rest and get peace and be with him, you know.
That's what we all want.
And then my kids are like, why do you want to die so bad? And they don't get it. They just don't get it. And it's like, it's not that I want to die. It's life.
Yeah, I should say, we're not like, we don't enjoy the things of this world as we used to when we sinned. So now that we see it as sinning, I think.
I have no enjoyment in anything in this world. Like, I just see Satan in everything. Like, I am so awake. I mean, every song that comes on, like, I everything I see on TV, even listening to the regular news, I get so angry because it's just all lies, you know, and I'm so detached and I'm so awake that I'm just like, I want to get out of here. It's everything is corrupted and the evil and it's all run by Satan and I don't fit in here anymore. And I always felt that way, but I didn't know why, and now I know why, you know, because I'm a God. I'm not of this world. And,
okay.
Everything just fell into place, and just to be so wide awake, it's crazy. It's good in one way, but another way it's like, I don't want to be here one more day. I don't want to wake up one more day, but that doesn't mean I'm going to kill myself. And people, they say that, they think that. It's like, I don't mean it that way. It's like, you know, I just don't bother even saying anything anymore.
How long have you been with God, actually?
Probably within the last, I'd say, it started when my father died, which was 21 years ago. But I've really been saved, I would say, the past, like, 3 or 4 years. Like, when I was kind of lukewarm, but probably the last 3 or 4 years. And once I let him in, it was like, that's when he just started showing me things and visions and just talking to me. I hear his voice. And
yeah. See, the thing with me is that I looked up to people because I didn't know about God. I knew he was there, and I believed in God. But the people that would call themselves Christians, I would look up to them because I didn't know how to follow God. But they were lukewarm Christians, so that's why I would be backsliding, because I was like, oh, it's okay to sin and just pray to God once in a while and I'm okay. So I was living like lukewarm as well. But then I started waking myself up, and I don't know, I just found out that that was being lukewarm. And then I started like trying to find out more about God instead of like listening to them, because they were just bringing me down. So it's hard to be Christian today, like for new people, because they set an example for them and then they think they're saved when they're not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard. And then when I told them now how I am now awake, they don't believe me. They think I'm too Christian now. They think I'm too like crazy.
Right, exactly. My ex-brother-in-law, actually, he's I don't even know how to call him, lukewarm or not, but he actually said to me, well, he has mild retardation, but he's able to work and drive and everything, and he just a lot of issues, anger issues, a lot of stuff going on in his life, and he was just born that way. But he said something to me and really bothered me. He's like, you know what? He goes, I love to sin. He loves porn. He's just a mess. But he's like, it doesn't matter because I go to church and God forgives me. And then I walk out and do it all over again. And I just looked at him and I'm like, and this was probably even when I was trying to become born again or more awake. And when he says that to me, it just hurt me. I'm like, no, that's bad. No, you can't do that. And he still does it, and he thinks everything's great. And everyone, so many people in my life just do that. Like my friend Carol, I mean, she's a great person, but, whenever I start talking to her about the enemy, and she just ignores me, and it's like she just goes to church and very judgmental people that do that. And I would go to church with my dad. He would make me go when I was a kid, and I didn't want to go to church. I wanted to stay home and, just play or whatever on my Saturday afternoons. He would force me to go to church with him, and it was just, he would, and we would stay, and he kind of looked sad through the whole thing, and, that night would come home, and I could hear him and my mother talking, and he was like, I get so mad, the people like that, go around with the thing, the offering, that thing they push down the aisle. He's like, he knew everyone, it's a small town. So he's like, that person's cheating on his wife. That person's doing this and this, He says, and these people are just horrible people, what they're doing in their life. He's like, I don't want to go anymore and worship with these people, and this is way before the whole Catholic Church had, all that, all the stuff going on with the priest. But I would listen to everything that he said, and that, and I didn't tell him, that I heard what he said, but we would still go, and he would leave, and he, after a while, he just didn't go. He's like, I'm not going to go with these people. They're all just committing sin after sin, and they go to church, and they act all holy, and it got my father so angry that he just stopped, and everybody was worried about him, saying, oh, you stopped going to church, what's wrong, and,
Yeah.
He came closer to God without church, I'm talking about Catholic, church.
Wow. Does anybody else have a story they can share?
No, that's a moment. Can't think of one.
Are you there, Chris?
He's around. I think he just walked away from his phone because he's been in chat.
Oh.
So, did you ever, I think Revelation, Love Revelation, I think you're on, right? Did you ever go to Winter Jam?
I did.
Because I remember one of the videos you made, you had said God said you wouldn't be here, and I was like, that's why I was asking you when it was, because I was trying to find out, you know.
Oh, where are you located right now?
I'm in Boston.
In Boston?
Yeah, south of Boston.
Cool. Well, actually, yeah, I made a video a while back trying to get a hold of my buddy. I never could get a hold of him about going out, but I ended up calling him one day. I was like, hey, my birthday's coming up. Can I come to the Atlanta Winter Jam? He was like, yeah. So Friday night, I got on a bus from Birmingham to Atlanta and spent the night in Atlanta the night before my birthday. Atlanta was the largest Winter Jam. Winter Jam is the world's largest tour.
Wow.
This Atlanta Saturday was our largest show ever. We had seating for 45,000. We had 30,500 people show up and, I mean, completely just sing together. Jesus paid it all. I don't have the video on me, but it was really, really awesome. It was just to hear 30,500 people singing Jesus Paid It All with David Crowder together was, oh my gosh, it was like angels singing almost, you know? I mean, it wasn't that good, but it was amazing. And
now, what kind of music is it? What type of music is it?
It's Christian rock, and this year we had Lecrae and Derek Minor, which are both Christian rap artists.
Uh-huh.
And Lecrae had a heck of a show this year. But then we had Newsboys, they're the ones that sing God's Not Dead. They have the movie God's Not Dead that's coming out, I believe, March 20th or 21st or something like that. But they actually had an awesome show. But, yeah, if you get a chance. I know right now, I don't think we have a show right now in Boston. I think I talked to you maybe on email or something like that not too long ago about it.
Yeah, because I looked it up. I didn't know if it was coming around Boston at all. I've never heard of it around here, so.
Yeah, I think the closest show we have is probably around maybe New Jersey. I can't remember all the dates now.
I remember. Now I remember you sent me an email through YouTube that said, how far was I from Pennsylvania? That's because it was in Pennsylvania. Yeah, it's quite a ways. So, I mean, it would probably get there maybe in straight driving maybe a day or two. So,
yeah.
Well,
it's really something. It's been going on for about 10 to 12 years now. And my buddy Nick Hall is actually the speaker. And, He speaks every night, and then it also, I mean, we have thousands upon thousands get saved every night. I mean, it's awesome. If you ever get a chance to go to a show, it's something to see. It's the world's largest tour. I mean, I don't know how many people we've had so far, but I know pretty much all the shows have been sold out except for the Atlanta show, because, I mean, 30,500 people is a lot of people.
Oh,
I mean,
I don't even know anywhere around here. No. That many people.
Yeah,
it was something to see. But and then we had the guy that crossed Niagara Falls on tightrope and also the Grand Canyon on tightrope. He crossed the Georgia Dome on tightrope. I actually have a video of that. I might put it up and put a link to it or whatever. But it was awesome. I don't know if any of y'all listen to Christian music, but Christian music is probably the one thing that kind of helps me get closer to God. I mean,
yeah.
I start singing and start worshiping, it's like, wow. It's like God's entering my heart, entering my vehicle, just it makes me feel great every time I worship. But, yeah, and I don't know if any of y'all watch American Idol, but Colton Dixon is actually on Winter Jam Tour. He was on American Idol last year.
Oh,
and, yeah, he's actually a really cool guy.
Oh, yeah, I can hear him.
So,
I've been to, like, hundreds of concerts in my life, and before I was saved, back in the 80s, I saw AC/DC like four nights in a row, and it's like,
wow.
I think back of like, and all my friends, you know, still listen to their music, and, you know, and now when I listen to the music, I hear their message, and I just don't like it anymore, and even when I was saved, I still would listen to, like, a lot of that kind of music, but and I was like, you know, what am I going to do? Like, I love you, God, but this messages. But now it's like I have no interest in listening to it because the messages are just, God, I mean, just think of what they say, you know, and then so many artists,
yeah.
So many of them.
I don't know if you've listened to Mute Math before, but the two guys, I think one of them's name is Paul or something like that, but there's two guys in Mute Math that are actually Christians. The way I know is they actually performed on one of my friend's albums. So they're actually pretty cool guys.
Oh, wow. When I was a teenager back in, like, this was probably 82, 83, it was, I was really into the heavy metal scene, and, you know, I would go to underground shows, and I was going to school in Boston, and would, you know, and it was all the heavy metal scene, and there was a band that they, you know, it was underground bands, but there was a band on Main Street, and they were called, I think, Striper, I think, and they were all heavy metal,
I know
about God. They were popular, and then that was it. You never heard from them again, and I always wondered, wow, why? And then now I know why, you know? It's like, they don't want that, you know? You got to sell your soul, man, and if you don't do that, you're out. I believe that. I totally believe in that. I don't know if you guys do, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I like Striper's music. They got some cool music.
Yeah, because they just left, and there's actually a person called Black, I think Black Child. They have some really good videos about, you know, what it takes to be in Hollywood and stuff, and I saw one... it's called the videos from, I think it's the Black Child, the videos of the Luciferian Contract. You guys got to check it out. It's crazy. It blew me away. It just blew me away. And I believe them. I mean, I they sound to me like, you know, they're telling the truth, these two people. And it's just crazy. It's what you need to do to become famous. Like,
Well, I know that,
I
know that the devil is using, I think it's this movie, I think it's called The Devil's Due, but they put it on Facebook, and I just seen it recently, and that they on the thing it says on your Facebook status on religion, to change it to Satanism, right? Like, it was like a cool thing to do, I guess, and like a lot of people were changing their religion to Satanism from that movie, and I'm like, what? It's pretty scary.
Oh, really? I mean, it is. My daughter has a friend who's a Satan worshiper, and, you know, and I'm like, I do not want him in my home, because if he comes in his home, it's not going
to
be good.
Yeah,
and
I don't
want him in the home, and I just prayed, and I prayed, and they don't really talk anymore, but it's like I would have tried my best to help them, but it's just like the, just Satan is being shoved down the kids' throats, and they have don't even know it, and it's just so sad. I worry about my kids because they don't believe, you know. I mean, my daughter, Michelle, she goes to UMass Boston, and she's smart. She got on scholarships. If I mention even say G, she's like, don't talk about him. I don't believe it. But she's doing wonderful things. She's going to travel to Kenya. She traveled to like Ethiopia a few years ago. She does these wonderful things with the people there and the children, and she doesn't believe in God, and she gets angry with me, and it's like, you know, and she's doing everything right, but she doesn't have that belief. But I think that I really feel she's going to be saved through me, like someone I said earlier.
How old is she?
She's 21.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
She has such a good head on her shoulders, and she does wonderful things for people, but she just doesn't believe in God. She's just a very, like, smart, scientific type of, it needs to be proven to be type of mind, you know. And, but I can't even mention God. She gets crazy mad at me, and because she thinks that I'm just going through this terrible depression, you know, so.
Ma'am, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and... She's doing great things for people, and she's such a just perfect kid in every way, so.
Yeah. I'm trying to find that movie, I guess, behind that everybody's talking about with Nicolas Cage. Let's see. Oh, it's in post-production, so.
What movie is it?
Yeah. It's called Left Behind. It's a Nicolas Cage movie. It's actually directed by Vic Armstrong. I'm actually looking. I got an IMDb Pro.
Was it on YouTube? I thought profile. I saw that movie on YouTube. I don't know.
That's like a plane crashing down. Like, it's a trailer they have with Nicolas Cage. But if you notice, they're releasing 9 Christian movies this year, and the last one that was played was The Passion of the Christ, and it's just weird that they would release 9 Christian movies this year. And then, like Dustin said, the PS4 game, which was something about the rapture, Don't Be Left Behind or something, and it's like rapture game.
Wow. Yeah, this Left Behind movie with Nicolas Cage, it's been in post-production since September 17th of 2013, but it won't release in the Netherlands until June 19th. 2014. So, yeah. So it'll be about July, August, September, something like that, before it's actually released. Maybe, hopefully, we'll be gone by then.
We'll be gone today, man.
I definitely think that dream. I think that the sister our friend had love, it was at her that about the rabbits and all that, that definitely does mean resurrection. And that confirmed what, you know, with what I felt that I wouldn't see 47, which my birthday is April 11th. So that kind of is a confirmation to me, you know. What was little John saying about Jesus was trying to... have God, you know, come get us now or something. What was all that about? He was getting those visions or something.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that Judy made a video about that, that the other day that, you know, he was, Jesus was trying to petition God to come back now, and because God really did want to come, Jesus wanted to come back sooner, but so I don't know, something like that. You can ask her about it, but I just feel it. I know it's going to happen really soon.
What would you recommend for people who haven't followed God? And, like, say I was to tell a non-believer right now, and, like, they wanted to, but, like, what would you recommend they do? the salvation prayer, and then what would you recommend after that?
What would I recommend?
Yeah.
It's kind of what I've been telling people that I'm trying to get through to now. You know, you have to understand that Jesus, you know, God, you know, gave his only begotten son for our sins, and look upon the one you pierced, you know, and that's that one sentence that from that song really says a lot, you know. It's just for me, it's real deep for me, and you just have to ask him into your heart, you know, just ask him, and you don't have to know him. If you just say, I want to know you, and just open that door and let him in, and it's not going to happen overnight. It does, if it does, great, but you know, and people, like, especially my sisters, they're like, oh, I've tried, and he hates me, but it takes a lot of work to get to this place, and you have to have a lot of faith, and if you don't have that faith and that belief with it, it's just not going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
To pray to God to give you that, you know? But if they're not people that I know, if they're not going to even get to the point of believing God, the rapture is such a ridiculous fairy tale. That's, you know, so. But just planting little seeds here and there, that's all we can do.
Yeah. What I do is I just try to put, like, signs in my town. Like, I put a sign, like, I'm going to put it probably tonight when I go pick up my wife. It says, I am coming, and then it says Jesus. Instead of saying Jesus is coming, that's what
yeah.
I'm doing. It lasts like maybe a day on the wall because some people rip it off really fast. And there's somebody else in my town, I don't know who it is, but they put like cardboard and they spray it. And they put it on the fence, and then people take it off like in a day.
Wow.
It sucks, but.
I know that young girl, I think, is she Bride of Christ? I know that she had said to do that on one of her videos.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. To talk to God a lot.
I wanted to do that, but then I'm thinking, is that going to deter people more away from him? You know, because people, when they see flyers, it's like, I don't know how far to push people. I don't want to push people more away from him. So,
It's the truth in a way. And so when they see that, they're going to remember, like, dang, there was a sign that was telling me that was God telling me he was coming, but I didn't listen.
When things start getting down and dirty, right, then they're going to remember that. That's right. Yeah, that's true. I should do that, too. I should go there. I should go to my local place that does all my facts and stuff for me. And,
Just go to Dollar Tree. They have the poster boards right there. That's where I've got mine.
Yeah, I should do that. Hang it over the highway, like, you know, you see them hanging, like, welcome home troops and things.
Yeah. Just be careful.
Yeah. No.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
John and Judy here.
Crack, get your spiritual crack over here.
We're all high on crack over here. That's crack.
Me and Luca are super cracked.
Sit over here.
Luca. Wait, you got to tell them the story about the truck thing you just told me.
Oh, okay, so Katie was like, she just gave this lady like $17 or something, and she was like, I really hope they don't think I'm rich. And I was like, Katie, okay, I gave a guy $300, and I went to my truck, and I couldn't even open the driver's side door because it doesn't work, so I have to open it from the other side, and I drove out, and like, it's a really dumpy truck. Trust me, I'm pretty sure they don't just think we're rich.
Right. Wow, funny.
Yeah. I'm serious. My driver's side door won't open. Like, it doesn't work.
Oh,
I have to open it from the other side.
Through the passenger side?
Yeah, I have to open the passenger door, like, lean over, and then open it like that.
Damn.
So whenever I get in my truck, people are like, what is that guy doing?
My passenger door in the... on the driver's side in the back doesn't work, but the one in the driver's seat, that would totally be awful.
Can you guys
I just found something really cool.
I was looking at movie jobs, and the first thing I see is something that says looking for crew and actors for April 2014. When I click on it, it says filming a Christian short film called Pastor and the Thief.
Oh.
I was like, all right, guys, are you telling me to sign up? Because I didn't expect for that to be the first thing on the option.
Wow. So any more messages, Judy, from Little John anymore? Or is there anything today?
I think they left.
Yeah, I hear a bunch of static. I don't know.
What's that?
I hear static.
Yeah, I hear that major static there.
Luca,
someone just said my computer totally froze. Something weird happened.
Hey guys, if y'all like Pitch Perfect 1, there's a Pitch Perfect 2 coming out.
Pitch Perfect?
Yeah, did you not ever see the first one?
No. Sounds like a baseball movie.
You need to go watch it. You need to go watch it. It was really, really good.
It's a Christian movie?
No, it's a just a regular movie. But it's got some really, really cool life moments in it. Like, life lessons.
I watched Fireproof. I like that movie. I don't know if you've seen it, though.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it about three times.
I've never seen Passion of the Christ myself. I want to.
It's a great movie. You need to go. You can get it on iTunes.
Oh, yeah, I definitely have to. My husband even wants to see it. We have Netflix. I don't know if it's on there. But
I think it might be. Let me look.
Encounter is another good movie if you haven't seen it.
What's that? What movie?
It's called Encounter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like, it's pretty much Jesus, like, saving a group of people. Like, he makes this restaurant in the middle of nowhere, and, like, he saves a couple people that were about to die. And he, like, talks to them in the restaurant. It's pretty cool, actually.
It's just funny how we're all, like, talking about movies, and, like, they're not any really mainstream ones.
No.
About God, you know.
I don't watch worldly movies anymore. I don't watch worldly movies anymore. I try to stay away from them. I used to be a big like movie collector of Blu-rays and stuff, and I just threw them away because I knew they weren't pleasing to God. So I had like Planet of the Apes, Star Wars, all that, and I just threw it away.
Oh yeah, I was like, if even my Facebook page, like I have all my movies are horror movies. Like I've always loved horror movies, and
oh yeah,
like I've always loved them and. They're all like, you know, the movie section of Facebook. I don't have any desire to watch a horror movie at all.
Hey, Passion of the Christ is on Netflix.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it is.
You just got to read the subtitles. That's all I'm bad
for. Yeah, we don't have it delivered. We just have to stream it, you know.
Yeah, Passion of the Christ
is on YouTube.
Fireproof is really good. Especially for, like, people that are in a relationship, that's Fireproof is the best movie ever. And then, if you get a chance, I think October Baby might be on Netflix, but I'm actually in October Baby.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. October Baby is on Netflix, and it is really good.